breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Let the shutdown begin. And as of 12:01 this morning, it did. The government shut down after Senate Democrats refused to support a Republican stopgap spending bill to keep the lights on. And GOP lawmakers refused Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR, among other things. And President Trump says that he may have to start cutting the federal payroll.
How many federal workers do you plan to lay off?
Well, we may do a lot, and that's only because of the Democrats. And as you know, they want to be able to take care of people that are coming to our country illegally, and no system can handle that. And so we're totally opposed on that, but we can't take it. We just can't do it. I'd love to do everybody. I'd love to do the whole world. But our country can't handle people that come into our country illegally.
This is the first government shutdown in close to 7 years.
The Medicare and Medicaid health care programs are expected to continue, but staffing shortages could mean delays for some services. The Pentagon would also still function. In addition, most employees will stay on the job at the Department of Homeland Security.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says another Senate vote on the GOP stopgap bill expected to come later today. President Trump and drug maker Pfizer have a deal. It's aimed at bringing down drug prices. Pfizer agrees to start selling its drugs in the U.S. at prices comparable to what people in other countries pay. For Medicaid recipients, website TrumpRx.gov. Some drugs can be purchased there at a discount. Pfizer has also agreed to boost its manufacturing activity in the U.S. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open later in the morning. And Dow futures are down 218 points. Well, the NASDAQ futures are off 156. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Morning, and the overnight construction has pretty much cleared every place else, but now the morning construction is underway. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Already they're there, and already they block the right lane. We'll keep an eye on that. Both the tunnels, a little busy southbound, nothing major. Beltway with a good start, even on the west side, not bad right now from Liberty Road through I-70. Baltimore County about 15 minutes ago had a wreck on the Dundalk side. Heads up there, Merritt Boulevard at the intersection at Wise Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Right now, Pikesville has 59 degrees. Bel Air has 58. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Democrat Senator Van Hollen and Republican Congressman Andy Harris are pointing fingers at each other's party regarding the partial government shutdown. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans voted to shut down the government, blocking a bill to fund it responsibly, protect health care, and, quote, stop Trump from getting a blank check for his lawlessness. He says they would rather please their dear leader than deliver for the American people. Harris says Democrats would prefer to shut down the government to appease their radical left-wing groups. The First District Rep says that's how out of touch they are with hard-working American taxpayers. New laws to improve road safety and driver accountability take effect in Maryland today. One law requires the MVA to suspend commercial driver's license holders for at least a year if convicted of driving any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. Stricter penalties apply if the driver was transporting hazardous materials or if they have multiple offenses. The National Transportation Safety Board will be discussing a marine investigation report related to the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. The November 18th hearing is scheduled to take place in the NTSB Conference Center in Washington, D.C. The hearing will be open to the public. The Key Bridge was struck by a cargo ship in March of 2024, leading, of course, to the collapse of the span and the deaths of six construction workers. And one man dead, teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area. At around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In southwest Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl was shot at 3700 block of Harlem Avenue at around 3:15 p.m. She is in critical condition. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 175, pick 4, 0540, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Multiple outlets reporting this morning that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson could miss 2 to 3 weeks with that hamstring injury suffered Sunday against the Chiefs. Now, this is not official. Nothing, of course, from the Ravens at this point, and they wouldn't do that this early in the week. But if that is the case, Baltimore would turn to backup quarterback Cooper Rush. Head coach John Harbaugh addressed the possibility on Monday.
We can win. We have a really good team, and we can win games with our guys, the guys that we have that have to step up. Everybody gets injuries in the course of the season, and you have who deals with them the best. So any of our players are not in, the next guy steps up, and we plan to go win the football game. I mean, that's it. I wouldn't have to tell the guys that. It's not something I got to talk to them about.
Rush went 4-4 as a starter last year in Dallas. He's 9-5 in his career. Day two of Tony Mancellino's managerial purgatory continued yesterday as the Orioles, according to Mike Elias, attempt to find a manager ASAP. Mancellino asked about his confidence level in manning the permanent chair without the interim tag.
I got a lot of confidence in myself, Kyle. I in terms of being a full-time manager, yeah, I think I can do it anywhere. I think I can do it in a big market. I think I can do it in a small market, a rebuilding team, a win-now team. So at no point, even the day that Mike kind of handed the reins to me, at no point did I feel overwhelmed or incapable of executing.
Or incapable in that fashion. October baseball doesn't need extra fuel, but the Red Sox and Yankees in the Bronx, well, that's kind of like gasoline on the flame.
Yoshida sends one to center field. Raffaello's going to come in. Sogard to the plate. Masayoshida delivers, and Boston now leads it 2-1.
Carl Ravitch had the call on ESPN. Masayoshida lit the match. Red Sox beat the Yanks in game one. 3-1 was the final in New York. Elsewhere, Tigers, Cubs, and Dodgers all took 1-0 leads in their series. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a lot of grumbling going on now in the WNBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WNBA. Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up on the program this hour, the state putting foster care children in harm's way. Democrats continue to gaslight America about President Trump. But our top story here today is the Schumer shutdown has begun. Two votes held yesterday. The first, the Democrats wanted to continue health care for illegals, transgender surgeries, and minor mutilations, as well as these tax credits for Obamacare, which has made our entire health care system even worse. That vote failed along party lines, 53 to 47. Then a second vote last night on, again, a clean continuing resolution, which, by the way, kept a lot of the Biden spending in place from when Biden was in office. But only two Democrats crossed the line and voted that vote 55-45. You needed 60 votes to advance that. So that failed. So officially the government is either shut down, slowing down. But President Trump says this is the reason.
No country can afford to pay for illegal immigration, health care for everybody that comes into the country. And that's what they're insisting. And obviously I have an obligation to not accept that.
And Schumer knew he was in trouble because Speaker Johnson was floating this New York Times poll. We'll talk about that here in just a second. It really blames the Democrats for the shutdown.
Now, I know the leader is going to show a poll that says that Democrats will be blamed for the shutdown. There are many more polls that show Republicans are blamed. The question in that poll is biased. Biased. In the New York Times, but it's biased. If you turn the That's true. I don't always believe the New York Times. You can be sure of that. Neither do you. Okay.
He gets laughed out of the Senate after alleging the New York Times poll blaming Democrats for the shutdown is biased. The New York Times, yeah, it's probably worse. What it says, 65% blame the Democrats of all respondents. The Democrats, even they were split. 47 did not, 43% did. 59%, this is key, nearly 60% of independents are blaming the Democrats. 92% of Republicans are blaming the Democrats. And that's according to the New York Times. Up next, Mad Maxine accidentally admits that the reason why they shut down the government is health care for illegals.
6:13 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. Both the tunnels still running okay. Nothing major right now. 95 and 895 looking good here. Less than a five-minute delay right now. And then 95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. The Beltway has filled in just a bit. As you might expect, we'll start to pick up the heavy traffic now moving south through Liberty Road and eventually down through the ramps coming down towards Dogwood Road and the overpass there towards I-70. But right now, it's a good trip. Don't see any problems early. I-97 towards Annapolis still clear. We know that will change in the next hour. 50 right now is okay from the Bay Bridge and over to the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday, sunny and cooler with a high in the low 70s today. So more fall-like weather begins today. That should feel a little bit better instead of that warm and muggy stuff we had the last couple days. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 58 in Ellicott City, cloudy and 64 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. AOL's dial-up internet service now officially dead. It died last night. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You used to have a phone to connect the internet. Now right. Your phone is all the phones are connected to
That's
the internet
right,
now.
Yeah.
So you really have no way of escaping
the noise
it.
That it made.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was special.
Right, it was like a 30-second wait. Now you're fired up.
Looking for the quote, handshake.
Right, instantly on.
Yeah.
Like as part, on what is the question? As part of his speech, the huge gathering of top U.S. military leaders, SecDef Pete Hegseth vowed to get rid of all the fat generals. And the first general to go, General Cho. Yeah, out the door. Wednesday, Pope Leo will give his first speech on global warming today. He plans to refer to passages from the Gospel of Gore.
Oh, good.
Year before. Not too many people knew about that. Hey, Kamala Harris's book is selling well.
Is it really?
A little bit of a surprise. Brisk sales of the Kamala Harris book. You think she might make the mistake that she thinks she's popular with American people. That might give her another idea in 2028. Don't do it, Kamala.
No.
It's just a book.
Oh, no, please do it.
It's just a book. Disney has announced a new, as of yet, untitled Simpsons movie. It's going to hit theaters next July. And just to clarify which Simpson, we're talking about Homer, not OJ.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think we could take another OJ. New study out shows 7 in 10 COVID survivors are unaware that they have severely diminished sense of smell. And usually these are the same folks with a flatulence problem.
Nice. You know,
just,
nice.
Did you say my name just then?
No. He was just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I knew I smelled something burning.
Indeed. So have you seen the meme that President Trump put out of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries?
No.
So after they emerged from their summit meeting on the show that shut down the other day, they came outside the White House and went to a microphone and began talking to reporters. And Schumer is there untouched, but then we see Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero with a big mustache, like he's this...
Pancho Villa mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Pancho Villa mustache. And he's not happy about that.
Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me, don't cop out through a racist and fake AI video. When I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face. Say it to my face.
The problem
pretty much assuring that he's not going to be in the Oval Office anytime soon.
Right, exactly. The problem is that Trump will say it to his face. Trump doesn't care. He'll say it right to his face.
I'm a bad man.
Yeah, exactly. Bad. He's a bad hombre is what he is.
The urban sombrero from Seinfeld.
Yeah, he said it was bigoted for Trump to put out a Mexican meme of Hakeem Jeffries.
You know, these guys, they call him Nazi and everything else, but that's not bigoted.
He puts out something just troll. Him was just having fun. Look, if you weren't so concerned about illegal aliens' health care, then you wouldn't have that kind of meme put out for you. So I did a little digging on Bad Bunny here.
Did you see how the networks took the picture of all the generals and said they hated being there? All they did was sit straight up and sat there and did nothing. What are they supposed to do?
That's what generals do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're supposed to do.
When you're in front of the commander-in-chief, what are you supposed to do?
Trump told him, he said, look, if you don't like it, that's fine. You can voice your displeasure, and then you can hand in your resignation.
Right, yes. Get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
So I did a little researching on this Bad Bunny stuff. Mm-hmm. This dude, man. I don't know what. The NFL is just completely gone.
They've
lost their minds. Dresses and demonic, outfits and costumes. I mean, it just doesn't speak, doesn't sing in English. It's all in Spanish. Right. It's just. And then I found out, because we've had these, last several years, some very controversial selections for the halftime show.
Right.
Guess who is advising the NFL on its halftime performers? It's a group called Rock Nation, founded by Jay-Z. And so I looked, and they've been advising the NFL since 2019, and here have been their performers, going back as Shakira and J-Lo, Latino, The Weeknd, black performer, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, black, Eminem, wishes he was black, Rihanna, black, Usher black, Kendrick Lamar last year black, Bad Bunny this year Latino. So really not a single white performer country performer or rock artist in the last 6 years.
Well, they figure they have...
Is that diversity?
They have the country artists. I mean, they have the country viewers already. They're not going to go anywhere. That's what they figure. Whether they're right or not is a very different question. But I think the NFL says, oh, we've got country locked up. Let's go for people who we still want. The thing is that this assures that people will watch even less of halftime.
Do you remember the old halftime of the first Super Bowl halftime performance? It was Up with People. Do you remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they did a lot of marching bands from local colleges and stuff, and then they became an entertainment. But you'd have, like, I remember the Stones and Paul McCartney. You had Diana Ross. You had, again, the Motown tribute. So there was a mixture of rock, country, and pop or soul or whatever. Now it's just all rap. That's all you get now from the NFL. So I think... That's their new audience, apparently. All right, Chuck, thanks so much. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast, September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time for the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in-depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the shutdown, flow down, whatever you want to call it. Social Security checks still go out. Medicare not impacted. Medicaid not impacted. Military not impacted. National parks will remain open.
Well, my understanding is the military does not get paid. They still work.
They still work.
Yeah.
But they will get paid all the back pay.
Oh, yeah. They get back pay.
Yeah.
Same thing with air traffic controllers.
Right. They will get their back pay eventually when the government reopens.
Yeah. As frankly, will everybody else who's still employed?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's part of this.
Big question. There may be a lot of people that are not going
not employed anymore. Yeah, that's the game the Democrats really don't want to play. That's why what they're doing right now is a little short-sighted. 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, normal delay already, and it's slow going up the hill from 95 to New Hampshire Avenue. But so far, it's been clear at the American Legion Bridge. Had a lot of problems there in the last several weeks. Right now, we're okay crossing the Potomac there and into Northern Virginia. The morning work zone is already underway. Harford County, they're already blocking the right lane northbound 95 at Route 24. And again, Baltimore County, now about 45 minutes ago, had a wreck at Wise Avenue at Merritt Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. Sunny, cooler today. 72 for the high. Right now it's cloudy, 63 in Arnold, 57 in Middle River. And we're talking here about the government shutdown. By the way, it's not stopping the Democrats from planning a retreat at a luxury resort in California wine country. They'll be out in Napa Valley during the shutdown, boozing it up, as they like to know. They say that this trip had already was planned, but I don't think there was a recess with you. I don't think. No. So, again, this is, they don't really care. This is all politics, folks. Maryland's Glenn Ivey says, look, when people start getting their health care premium notices, that's when they're going to not care anymore about health care for illegals or transgender minor mutilations.
I'll start talking about, you know, illegals. Sooner or later, they'll probably go after transgender, too. But at the end of the day, when those notices show up at those people's houses that their health care rates are about to triple, they're not going to care about all of that stuff. They're going to want to know how they can make sure they can maintain health care services for themselves and their families.
So he's saying it might take 2-3 weeks or whatever the case may be. I don't know if it's going to last that long, to tell you the truth. It all depends on how bad the Democrats get hammered in the polls.
I think it'll take days, not weeks.
Yeah.
I think that by the time the weekend rolls around, or Monday at the latest, Monday, Tuesday, they'll probably have this resolved, because they got to go on the Sunday talk shows and explain exactly why they want $1.5 trillion to go to health care for illegals.
Well, Mad Maxine was, again, questioned by a reporter yesterday on the steps of the Capitol, and she seemingly admitted, yes, that's we want the health care for illegal aliens.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans...
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open, and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody. We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with the government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, you keep... That's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No,
you're divisive. No, you're not.
Yeah, no,
you're being divisive. No, please. Don't. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to save health care for all people.
There it
Thank
is.
You. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it.
We want health care for everyone. We want health care for all the people. Especially you people are going to die if you don't. We already provide health care for everyone. The question is, who pays for it?
Yes.
That's the question. And she wants health care for illegal aliens. She admitted it twice in that exchange with a reporter. Speaker Johnson said, look, the House did its job, but now it's Senate Democrats, including Chuck U. Schumer, that have dropped the ball.
The House Republicans did our job. The Senate Republicans are trying to. We passed the clean resolution.
And OMB Director Russell Vogt, he's the one that's saying, look, if there's anyone to blame here, and polls would indicate there is, it's the fault of the Democrats.
The takeaway for the American people is that we are on the brink of a government shutdown that is caused entirely by Democrats based on their outrageous demands.
Vaughn went on to say that federal employees should still report to work so they can undertake orderly shutdown activities, and it looks like there are going to be some mass layoffs.
Yeah.
And so this is what Democrats are really under the microscope here, because if they want to stop the downsizing of federal government, they need to act quickly. Because, once these people, X amount of people have already taken the buyout, X amount of people are going to be laid off. So the longer it goes, the more people will be laid off.
Yeah, that's why I think it's not going to last for weeks. That's why I think that the pressure will build very quickly after, particularly once Donald Trump says, all right, let's begin the layoffs. You're gone. Guess what? It's all resolved before Donald Trump has a chance to lay off tens of thousands of unproductive federal workers. Look, if you're productive, I always come back to this question. Well, you have a choice. If you're actually here to be productive, be essential, that's cool, but why are non-essential employees involved at all? They're not essential. Say goodbye. Hey, feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast. Fill your day the natural way with Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order Rescue Orasine. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 to speak with a friendly Rescue product consultant, or visit res-q.com online and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Rescue Orasine, lasting energy naturally. Get it now at res-q.com.
Coming up, Democrats continue to gaslight America about President Trump. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. One man dead, teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police were called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area at around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon, where they found a man suffering from multiple gunshots. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In southwest Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl was shot at the 3700 block of Harlem Avenue at around 3:15 p.m. She is in critical condition. Police say the teen was in a vehicle when she was shot. The driver took her to the hospital. Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a Glen Burnie crash on Monday. Investigators say Jonathan Fowler was driving southbound on Ritchie Highway on Monday night when he went off the roadway and struck a telephone pole on West Ordnance Road. Fowler was taken to shock trauma in Baltimore, where he was pronounced dead. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Starting today, it'll cost more to title and register your boat in the state of Maryland. Two-year registration fees will increase from $24 to $70, and the cost of the title certificate will go from $2 to $20. In addition, the state's use sticker will increase from $10 to $70. In approving these increases, state lawmakers cited the rising cost of administering titles and registrations, which has not been adjusted since 1983. The additional revenue will support the Waterway Improvement Fund. And Maryland Democrat Senator Van Hollen and Andy Harris, the Republican congressman, are pointing fingers at each other's parties regarding the partial government shutdown. Both say the other side is actually at fault. It's coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, of course, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Pick three lottery number from last night, 175. Your pick four was 0540. Now it's 6:33. It's time for traffic and weather on the threes and Chuck Whitaker.
On the west side, outer loop starts to fill in just a bit. Looking at the camera here at Liberty Road and then moving south from there. No issues right now. Actually, a lot of pacing is good right here through the ramps at Liberty Road and then going south towards I-70 and changing the camera there. I think it's going to be bunched up just a little bit more. Yeah, after after I-70 down through Route 40. A lot more traffic in that area. Parkville side still kind of waking up and getting into the act over there. Just beginning with a little heavier traffic now on the outer loop. I think later on we'll have some sunshine problems for the traffic moving south and east of the area. And we should begin to see some brake lights and some heavier traffic now moving south towards both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Seven starters potentially out on defense now for the Ravens. It'll be next men up for Baltimore as they begin prep today for the Texans on Sunday. One of the men is 13-year veteran John Jenkins.
You know, we're playing chess, not checkers. You know, a lot of the guys are still figuring it out. We're young, you know, and there's a lot of responsibility for a young guy, for a high-caliber team. The organization is a high-caliber organization. You know, they know, all they know is winning.
No less than five rookies could be called upon on Sunday on the Baltimore defense. Orioles' Monday press conference was long on time, but extremely short on details. Case in point was a question posed to Mike Elias. What are the biggest holes that he sees in the roster that need to be filled come spring?
I think that's going to be a dialogue publicly, hot stove, and, you know, as we see each other at the GM meetings and the winter meetings, we'll talk about that in all detail. I don't like to use this press conference right after the season to start breaking down the roster.
That was kind of the theme of the press conference itself. Guardians and Tigers yesterday, AL playoffs in Cleveland. With all the momentum after climbing back from a 15.5 game deficit to win the division. The Tigers, though, had the great neutralizer.
Another one at 100 miles per hour. Three straight strikeouts. He's fanned four of the last five. He's put down the last nine Guardian hitters.
Talking about Tarek Skubal, the big left-hander, and the Tigers do win. They beat the Indians. The Guardians, 2-1 was the final. Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN, a career-high 14 strikeouts for the hard-throwing left-hander. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Dodgers bidding to become the first team in a quarter century to go back-to-back in Major League Baseball.
Swing and a line drive, ripped right field, back on! Lead-off homer, Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence.
John Shambi with the call on ESPN, one of two on the night for Ohtani. Five by the Dodgers in all, 10-5 was the final over the Reds. Elsewhere, Cubs over the Padres, 2-1. Red Sox beat the Yankees, 3-1. Caps and Blue Jackets last night in Columbus. This is exhibition hockey, game four for Washington. It was 2-1 Caps midway through the third.
Along the dash here, Ilya Protas has a chance to roam in a 2-on-1 developing with Trenyayev. Ilya Protas curls, Trenyayev doorstep, they score!
An understated exhibition game call by Joe Beninati. Less excitement in the preseason, of course, but nevertheless, a 4-3 win over the Blue Jackets. Meanwhile, off the ice, Capitals are seeing some progress on the injury front. Alex Ovechkin hopeful for Thursday's home opener against the Boston Bruins. The time now is 6:37. When we return, if you are a Caps fan, you may want to pay attention.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Yeah, this is big news for Caps fans, and this is just comes less than a week before the season is supposed to begin, the regular season. Hulu TV and Disney TV, the bundle, are not right now, at least, going to carry Monumental Sports.
And YouTube TV, which I have.
And YouTube TV, which a lot of people have,
yeah,
because they've cut the cord.
Right.
So right as of right now, if you have YouTube TV, Hulu, and Disney, you cannot watch Caps games on Monumental TV. Now, you can get the app. which you have to pay for. The caps are lowering the price to about, I think it's $20 a month. If you have cable, regular cable, Comcast, Verizon, you still have Monumental. But again, YouTube, Hulu, and Disney not carrying Monumental as of today.
You know, we see these disputes all the time.
All
between,
the time.
You know, some, you know, especially with sports. You know, and then we saw it a couple times with Fox News and a couple others, but normally they work these things out, but this one looks like it could be protracted.
It could be protracted. It's carriage fees, and, like, I don't understand the whole thing, but you know how it is. And, yeah, so local sports fans could suffer here.
I got to have my hockey.
You and me both.
Jeez. All right, Gary, thanks.
Yep.
6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Lines are open here for your calls and comments. I have one comment here from Ron, who says, no politician should get paid while government is shut down. You know, there's a Republican who introduced a bill on that, and I don't know if it's got a formal vote yet, but we certainly will follow that with great interest.
Interesting, by the way, I've long felt that the best way to get control over costs is to tie the federal deficit directly to the salaries of the senators and congressmen. If we run a deficit, the degree to which we're running a deficit is the degree to which your pay gets docked. So, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward formula. If you allow the government to be bloated, then guess what? You're going to be eating hamburger helper without the hamburger. Pretty straightforward. By the way, the number I have is three Democrats who voted with the Republicans, not two. I thought you said two.
If I said two, I meant four.
Okay,
but
right.
It was three because it was 55.
Yeah.
You know, that voted with the Republicans.
Yeah, it was Fetterman, Cortez Masto, and Angus King, who technically is an independent.
Who caucuses with the Democrats.
Right, yeah. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Well, the Democrats have a new tack when it comes to how they're dealing with Republicans and how they're dealing with Donald Trump. It's time to gaslight America.
It's scaring people so much where they feel like, let me not speak out against what Trump is doing. Maybe I won't do that press conference. Maybe I won't show up to that ICE detention facility. Maybe I won't do this, right? For fear of someone using the federal government and the full and total power of it to essentially have retribution on you and your family.
Yeah, okay. So apparently he's concerned that the Republicans will use a full... That's Max Frost, by the way, Congressman. He's concerned that the Republicans will use the force of government to punish you and your family. And by the way, General Flynn was unavailable for comment on that. But this is classic gaslighting.
He said he would be a dictator on day one. The only thing he lied about is he meant, I want to be a dictator for the entire term. And you just look at the people he looks up to. He looks up to people like Putin. I mean, literally the day after he had that meeting, he's in the Oval Office talking about, I need to get rid of mail-in voting because Putin told me to do it. He's taking notes from dictators. He's taking notes from authoritarian figures. And it's not even about just like Democrat versus a Republican here, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's about anyone who's against him.
Oh, okay. Well, just one comment on that. Max, you're welcome to feel how you feel. But the name is Putin. There's a T in the middle. This is a trend in a certain generation of Americans, black, white, Latino. It's a generational thing. That middle T has just disappeared. It's Putin. No, it's Putin. I don't know how difficult it is to say that additional letter. J.B. Pritzker has no problem with letters. He does have a problem with the degree to which he is willing to slime Donald Trump for political advantage. Make no mistake, this guy is running for the presidency in 2028.
The Trump administration's effort to label as dangerous free speech critical of him. White House senior staff calling the Democratic Party fascist.
What?
The Trump-appointed FCC chair threatening to revoke broadcast licenses and the approval of a merger in order to silence late-night comedians. Trump's threats to jail political opponents. You cannot call this anything except an attack on the Constitution of the United States.
Next thing you know, Sean, is they're going to start putting people on a shadow list and they fly.
Yeah.
Make sure that they don't fly without a federal agent sitting right behind them because some of their threat.
The committee put out that yesterday the TSA had put Tulsi Gabbard on the Quiet Skies program.
Yeah.
federal air marshals, as many
that
as
Donald
three.
Trump.
He did that. As many as three would follow her. There were three Republican lawmakers that were put on the list. And then a bunch of J6ers were put on what's called silent partner list. And these people harassed when the airport. They had expansive screening. They were followed. Some of them were, actually, one guy, his wife was on the outside of the Capitol in J6. She was followed all the way home from the airport.
Now, you telling me Donald Trump did all that? Come on, Sean. That Donald Trump. That wasn't Donald Trump.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was the Chairman Joe or whoever was running the auto pen.
So we're talking Gaslight City, USA, folks. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it is Chuck Whitaker.
Yes. Well, what he said.
Whitaker.
The Outer Loop West Side now, brake lights beginning right after 795. So we're picking up the normal stuff there. The Inner Loop at Green Spring still running okay. No problems through there. The Parkville side has gotten into the heavy traffic now on the Outer Loop approaching Hartford Road and coming over from Bel Air Road. The morning construction zone already there. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. And already they're blocking the right lane at that point. 895, brake lights now beginning around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is a little bit slow after O'Donnell Street, so about 10, 12, 15 minutes on 895, about 5 minutes, maybe less, going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a new wreck on the southeast side of the city, the intersection at Browning Highway at Hollibird Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. It'll be sunny, cooler, 72 today, overnight clear, down into the low 50s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 68, so cooler autumn weather is here. Columbia's 57 and partly cloudy. Owings Mills also 57. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service listeners, in the name of Bettable Johnson.
You know, it's like Daddy arrived and he's taking his belt off, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. Quick update.
Be careful when Chuck takes his belt off.
Yeah, pants fall down.
I drop my pants and an organ starts to play.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you. Broken down vehicle sitting on the right side, outer loop right at the bridge at Liberty Road. He's in the, well, it could be either one. He's right in the middle. It's the acceleration lane coming on, the deceleration lane going off. So if you're in the acceleration lane, just watch out for
him. Yeah, the acceleration lane is your
old buddy.
That's
what everybody used to call
it. All right. You know when the server asks you if you want fries or salad with your order? Well, yeah. Orida has made that choice easier with its new crispy croutons. Like croutons, but with potatoes. So the new crispy croutons will be available starting this week. $1.50 a bag at a grocery store near you. Croutons.
Okay.
It sounds like Chuck's fan club.
Yes. Yes.
Mountain Dew.
One time, Courtney, the guy said, excuse me, miss, would you like super salad? She says, yes, I'll have the super salad. She thought that's what he said.
Yeah, it sounds like what he said.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew getting in on the new dirty soda trend with the latest flavor. They're calling it Cream Soda Dew. In true dirty soda style, combines two unexpected flavors, citrusy Mountain Dew with classic cream soda.
No.
You're the big cream soda.
I love cream soda. Yeah, good cream soda. I'm there.
But do the do?
I don't like Mountain Dew. No.
Okay. New chicken tenders arriving at Wendy's. The new chicken strips described as flavor packed and savory.
Oh, thank heavens! Chicken strips that are flavor packed and savory,
made with seasoned crispy breading and juicy all white meat chicken.
Oh, thank heavens!
They come in creamy sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot.
Oh.
Cream and ranch, honey barbecue, and honey mustard.
Now available honey boo boo
at Wendy's. Hey, this is one I think I'd love to try. Firehouse Subs is bringing back its Thanksgiving turkey sub.
Oh, yeah.
For a limited time this fall.
I like that.
It includes gravy, extra cheesy mac and cheese, double chocolate chip cookie. That's on the side, obviously. But a carved turkey breast, savory stuffing, sweet cranberry sauce, and mayo served on a hot toasted sub roll.
Oh. And I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It does.
What's the start date?
It is. Give me a start date on this one.
Okay.
It said available now at participating restaurants nationwide.
Oh, very good. I have one about two blocks from where I am.
So,
right now.
Well, some of the best pizza in Baltimore is at Matthew's Pizza in Highlandtown.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get down there as much because I don't go to the city as much anymore. It's been a long, long time, but I've always had a craving for Matthew's Pizza. It's been in there since 1943. Well, apparently, are now suing another Matthew's Pizza. This one in Forest Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So the Matthew's Pizza is suing Matthew's L3 Pizza. It was started by a former co-owner of Matthew's Pizza, and they're accusing him of trademark infringement.
Yeah.
The city's oldest pizzeria says the name of the new Harford County restaurant, which former Matthew's Pizza co-owner Christopher Mailer opened in August, already prompting confusion about the relationship between the two restaurants.
Well, actually, I'm reading an article about this online. There are a lot of people who are pushing back, saying, oh, if my name is Ray, I mean, I can't name my pizzeria Ray's Pizzeria. Actually, there's pretty good case law on this. Family had a restaurant. The name of the family was the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They got sued, and they lost. McDonald's said, no, we are McDonald's restaurant, and sorry, you're going to have to change the name. So I'll be interested to see how that one plays out.
Yeah, and then remember years ago here in Baltimore, there was a woman that owned a restaurant called Sony's downtown Baltimore, and she named it Sony or whatever the case may be. And actual Sony, the Japanese audio video company, sued her and won. Could not use the name Sony. It was a trademark infringement.
Yeah, and Chuck remembers well, the company that was actually specializing in getting people energized, getting them going, no longer be relaxed. It's called X-Lax. They named it, and somehow they got sued, too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to confuse that with K-O-Pectate.
I know.
Yeah.
That's when you named paint the white lines.
Named after Jean K.O.
State Highway is going to start using that instead of real paint. With a robot going down the beltway during rush hour.
Well, now you have something to do once you hang it up.
And they'll be out there going, get your pillows, get your pillows.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Let's go to Johnny in Hamilton. Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I think it was brilliant what our Secretary of War did. They were first thinking when they called those generals that it might have been a blanket 20%. Remember before he said he wanted to cut that brass? He's going to cut the brass because they can't pass the PT test. Them E4s and E5s. You think Miller could pass it? So that way, by getting it to a standard, those E4 and E5 slots will come open to guys that are physically fit, from the two-star generals to the three-star. It'll go all the way up. You're going to get younger war fighters.
Yep.
Same thing.
Well, now we're going to get generals that are promoted because of their war strategizing and war fighting skills, and not because they're bootlicking for political reasons.
We
so
used to call them chairborne rangers.
Yeah, that's what he. Yep. In fact, Hegseth used that phrase yesterday, calling them chairborne rangers. Johnny, thanks for your call and for your input. Appreciate that. We'll hear from Pete Hegseth, the SecDef, coming up at the top of the hour. Coming up next, the state of Maryland putting foster care children in harm's way.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, just walking like Egyptians here, coming up. Pete Hegseth gives it to the military. You heard a comment on that just a moment or two ago. That comes up right after 7 o'clock news. We have interesting comments from a guy who lost his daughter and who has said to those assembled, you're going to get sick of my face because I'm going to be in your face on this issue from now until kingdom come. And the libs on Trump versus the libs on Comey, their individual indictments. Yeah, a little bit of hypocrisy shown here. All that and more coming up the next hour. Right now, though, it's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We've had a wreck on the Beltway inner loop right after the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. It looks like state police are getting the vehicles off the roadway, but they were there temporarily crowding the left-hand lane. They may actually go down a little bit closer towards Greenspring, where the shoulder area is much more wide through there, and then they can get safely off the roadway. So that's going to be the situation. Heads up, if you're coming around the curve from Reisterstown Road, just that impact right there has now begun with a backup. The Parkville side of the Beltway, the outer loop there, already slow at Bel Air Road going towards Towson, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. Construction delays are already working this morning, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is sunny and cooler and today with a high of 72, much more fall-like. Cloudy 63 right now in Annapolis, 57 in Ellicott City. And we are talking about, and have been for the last week or so, first off was the audit that showed that the Social Services Administration was putting foster children into the homes of sexual predators, perverts, pedophiles at all. So there's that. And then last week, the death of a 16-year-old in foster care custody was preventable completely. Kanaya Ward was found dead at the Residence Inn downtown last Monday, and she was of a suspected overdose. That has not been confirmed yet by the ME. Ward was a foster care child under the supervision, allegedly, of the Department of Human Services. She was staying at the hotel at the time of her death, and like many other foster care children in Maryland, they stay at hotels, which I think is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
They should be placed in a proper home. DHS is investigating the incident, here is advocate, Jennifer Stein. She works for CASA of Baltimore County. Those are child advocate services. And she says that many of these aides that are with these foster care children aren't very well trained.
The challenges there are that we know that sometimes the one-to-one aides themselves are not well trained.
Yeah, and how proper are they investigated? Seeing is that, you know, it doesn't seem like, it just could be me, but Democrats in this state don't really care about kids.
No.
You know, look at the number of abortions. Look at the juvenile thugs that are not punished or held accountable and released after committing multiple crimes. We have a child that's 13 commercial burglaries, underage, had 9 prior arrests. So they don't care about kids. So you know, obviously, this is this is the worst part of it. There's the transgender mutilation of minors. They don't care. Democrats can care less about children. Maybe their own children, but certainly not everybody else's. And this and Stein says she has seen and heard horror stories about foster care.
We have heard horror stories about aides engaging in inappropriate behavior with or near the youth, or simply just not providing great oversight to the youth. That's not to say that all aides are bad or that all contractors are bad. It's just that it is not a well established system or process. It's also not necessarily safe for the aides themselves.
Yeah. That's a problem.
It's a huge problem. And then the question is, if you're putting these foster care children in hotels, where do the aides stay? Do the aides stay in an adjacent room? Do they stay in the same room? Stein talks about that.
And my understanding is that sometimes those aides stay in the same room providing oversight, but also, you know, there's some questions about that. And then sometimes they stay in an adjacent room, which also provides less oversight, but maybe is more appropriate. So it's just not a good setup.
Now imagine for one second that they have not done their proper vetting and they placed a 16-year-old female in with a sexual predator and they set them up in a hotel room. What the hell do you
perfect
think
situation,
is going to happen? And once again, you would think that Democrats, because that's who runs the state, that's who runs the city, you'd think Democrats would demand answers, and so far I haven't really seen anybody step up. Where's Governor Moore? Mr. Leave No One Behind. Stein says it's up to legislators to fix this.
Our legislators and the Department of Human Services really need to be looking at all of this as a bigger systemic issue that's putting a lot of kids at risk. I am devastated to hear about this youth. But I will also say that, you know, the Coalition to Protect Maryland's Children and other people have been sounding the alarm on this for a long time. And I feel like this was preventable.
Yeah, well, it certainly was preventable. And now DHS has not yet confirmed the specific vendor involved in this specific case. You know, a lot of these, whether it's Safe Streets or whether these, a lot of these, I don't know who the heck is vetting these vendors at the state level. But they're not doing a good job. And it seems like people just line up to take the money. Oh, yeah, they'll take the money, but they're not going to do the job. Meanwhile, they leave these kids at great risk. So this has got to change. And we'll see if the Democrats have the stomach for it when the new General Assembly session opens up in January. I mean, it's just really, I think, it speaks volumes. We saw how the Biden administration did it, with nearly 500,000 children went missing.
Yeah.
Same thing here in Maryland. It speaks volumes about your party, about your morality, or lack thereof, the way you treat children.
I am not taking an unnecessary shot at those individuals who are going to be the escorts or the company, whatever the case might be, for these foster children. However, it's incomprehensible to me that you would put in a foster child of one gender with a supervisor, friend, confidant, whatever it is, of another gender, and say sleep in the same room. To me, the prospect for disaster is huge.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. For the first time in almost 7 years, the government is shut down. Senate Democrats refusing more time for negotiations by rejecting a Republican stopgap spending bill. It's a bill that Senate Majority Leader Thune says is free of partisan add-ons and which does remain on the table.
Right here, Mr. President. It's in front of us. Right here. We can pass this today. Pass it right now. All we have to do. Get support from the Democrats. House has passed it. This is the House passed bill. We take it up in the Senate, pass it then to the President. President signs it into law, and the government stays funded.
But that's not the way it went down, and now the government is shut down. Senate Minority Leader Schumer is casting blame on the GOP.
All they want to do is force us, try to bully us, they're not going to succeed, into taking their partisan bill, take it or leave it. That is not how this place works. And that's why we're headed into a shutdown, because Republicans refuse to negotiate a bipartisan bill.
Republicans rejected Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for various things, including illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR. Another vote on that Republican bill is expected later today. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of federal workers may be furloughed. President Trump says U.S. military will not stop blowing narco-terrorist drug boats out of the water down in the Caribbean.
What we want to do is stop drugs from flowing into our country. It's destroying. We lost 300,000 people died last year. Everybody knows friends, many friends probably, that you lost a child or a adult. Too, but you lost a son or daughter because of what's coming into our border.
Looks like we're headed for a lower open on Wall Street. Dow futures down 236. NASDAQ futures off 169. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM on Hump Day Morning. It's Wednesday morning. Time for Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
All right, if you're coming up the inner loop of the Beltway now, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on here north of Liberty Road? Well, the problem was an accident was only there for a few minutes. Inner loop around the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. The state police got there, got everybody out of the way. I think they moved down. I haven't seen the camera turn back over, but right there, Green Spring, the shoulder there gets pretty wide. That would be a good spot for them to check it out. But in the meantime, you're going to be looking at it as you're going by. The backup starts at Park Heights. It's now going back, almost back to Liberty Road. So it's taking a while now to come up from Woodlawn through Pikesville and eventually gets clear after Green Spring. The Parkville side is already slow at Bel Air Road, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side, and now we're in the range at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're pretty close now to 20-minute delays plus on the southbound side, both on 95 and into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up Bel Air has 58 degrees. Middle River has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Democrat Senator Van Hollen, Republican Congressman Andy Harris pointing fingers at each other regarding the partial government shutdown. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans voted to shut down the government, quote, blocking a bill to fund it responsibly, protect health care, and stop Trump from getting a blank check. And of course, on the other side, First District Representative Andy Harris says the Democrats would prefer to shut down the government to appease their radical left-wing groups rather than let the government work as it should. New laws to improve road safety and driver accountability take effect in Maryland today. One law requires the MVA to suspend commercial driver's license holders for at least a year if convicted of driving any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. Stricter penalties apply if the driver was transporting hazardous materials or if they have multiple offenses. The National Transportation Safety Board will be discussing a marine investigation report related to the collapse of the Key Bridge. The hearing is scheduled to take place November 18th at the NTSB Conference Center in Washington, D.C. One man dead, teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police were called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area. At around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In southeast Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl shot the 3700 block of Harlem Avenue at around 3:15 in the afternoon. She is in critical condition. Pick the 3 lottery, 175, your pick 4, 0540, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The issue of offensive predictability was a theme at John Harbaugh's press conference on Monday. TV analyst Tony Romo commenting multiple times that when Derrick Henry is off the field, teams know the Ravens are going to pass. Harbaugh addressing those concerns on Monday.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, you're going to run the ball with Derrick off the field, too, and I think you got to run some of the same runs that you would run with Derrick. You know, you run some of the power runs, run the wide zone play we ran. That was the touchdown run. You don't want to telegraph that. It's going to be, yeah, and it's also situationally because.
And, of course, the Ravens, though, were telegraphing things to the Chiefs on Sunday. Elsewhere in the NFL, Browns quarterback Joe Flacco expected to be benched this week, not for Shedeur Sanders, but for fellow rookie Dylan Gabriel out of the University of Oregon. MLB wild card action yesterday. Cubs in the playoffs for the first time since 2020, hosting the Padres at Wrigley Field.
Kelly with a high drive to center field. Merrill is back. Sheets at the wall.
Kevin Brown with the call. Yes, that Kevin Brown. Our Kevin Brown on ABC yesterday is back-to-back shots by Seiya Suzuki and Carson Kelly. Power the Cubs past the Padres 3-1 was the final. Elsewhere, Dodgers, Red Sox, and Tigers all take 1-0 series leads. And finally, the U.S. Department of Education has filed a complaint accusing the Minnesota State High School League of being in violation of Title IX by allowing a transgender pitcher to compete, leading a girls' high school softball team to a state championship. The male pitcher overpowered female batters, says the complaint, throwing 35 shutout innings over five appearances while striking out 27 batters. The complaint also cited instances of trans athletes competing in girls' alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, lacrosse, track and field, and volleyball. Coming up in 30 minutes, a key characteristic of the next Orioles manager. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7 hours into the Schumer shutdown, the sun is up. Life goes on, but maybe not for a bunch of federal employees.
Yeah.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com, text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Kristen Hagrick is our executive producer. Coming up in this hour, the left is, well, they love the Trump indictment, but the Comey indictment not so much. And the father of a murdered girl blasting Democrats soft on crime policies. But the top story here is Pete Hicks at the SecDef saying it's time to change things up a bit with the military standards.
It's funny because it's no longer the SecDef. It's no longer the Department of Defense. It'd be the
SecWar.
SecWar.
Yeah.
Or WarSec. Whatever. It's a whatever. Anyway, he gave him hell yesterday. I happened to tune in. I missed the first minute of it. I went back and watched the whole thing. He was a bunch of you know, high officers. You're talking about first one-star, two-star, three-star generals, and, you know, high in the ranks, and just gave them the riot act.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task or under a leader who was the first but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed.
And, of course, he's right on that, that in the armed services, you are either ready for the task or you are not ready for the task. And one could argue fairly effectively that if you're a staff sergeant and you're 35 pounds overweight and your gun is hanging over your belt, you're not ready for the task at hand.
They put out a video in the last several days, knowing this event was coming up, of some of the PT exercise requirements. It was embarrassing. In the past, of women not being able to do one pull-up, men not being able to do three pull-ups. It's just embarrassing. You've got to have a military that's in shape.
Yeah, and actually it's funny because it was Crazy Macy who inadvertently shined a light on this about 2 weeks ago when she was complaining about the high standards for women, and it turned out the standard was that you have to be able to do one pull-up. If you're a female in the armed forces, you should be able to do the same number of pull-ups as a guy can do. It's equivalent weight. This isn't something strength against strength. This is, can you lift your own weight how many times? And many women I know would smoke me, and maybe 20 or 30 times, and I wouldn't be nowhere near that. But more from Hegseth coming up. Right now, though, the man who keeps us all in shape. Yes, it is our physical therapist, our coach, our demanding of all things. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I just got some pull-ups.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
You use those all the time or just depends?
Well, you know. He's one in the morning and one at night.
He's got the exclusive contract for Sir Dignity.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. Isn't it? It's indignity.
I remember years ago we asked Les if he wanted to, Les Consulting, if he would voice the commercial, because we were pranking him. We wrote up a script and everything, got him to the studio. He starts reading and goes, "I am not doing this." Okay, mister. All right, Chuck, what's going on?
All right. I'm just getting a visual on that. Not good. Southbound 95, report of an accident now at Route 32, and I'm just bringing up the camera there, and it looks like we might get a delay as you're coming south from Route 100 and down through there. It's not backed up right here at Route 32, but if you're coming down from 175, let me take a look at that camera. Yeah, okay, so it's backed up here, so it's between 175 and Route 32. Some traffic is getting by. The report says the accident scene, vehicles on both shoulders. So big backup there moving south. And if you're coming down now from Route 100 through Route 175, that's where the backup is. Then, of course, the options are the BW Parkway or Route 1 as you're moving south through that area. Beltway still recovering. At one point, we had the wreck on the inner loop near Park Heights Avenue. They very quickly cleared that and went down the Beltway towards Greenspring and into the shoulder area. But we're dealing now with the remains of that backup. Up and it was going back to the ramps. Let me just see. Yeah, it's backed up here now to Liberty Road. So it's Liberty Road through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road, going down the west side, and Bel Air Road to Providence Road on the northeast corner. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now at both the Harbor Tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, cooler today, 72 tonight, clear, temps in the low 50s, and then sunny and even cooler tomorrow, 67 for the high. Right now, sunny, 56 in Reisterstown, and it's much warmer on the shore, windy and 68 in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump, very busy day yesterday. First, addressing the generals that were assembled for the new military standards, and he said to the troops he has their back.
I am with you. I support you. And as president, I have your backs 100%. You'll never see me even waver a little bit. It's the way it is.
He also said something that some are viewing as controversial when he said that our military might have to use our big cities, which are very, very dangerous, as training grounds.
Very important mission. And I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. Because we're going into Chicago very soon. That's a big city with an incompetent governor. Stupid governor. Stupid. They threw him out of his family business. He was so stupid. I know the family. He becomes governor. He's got money. Not money that he made. But he ran for governor, he won, and now he criticizes us all the time. And last week they had 11 people murdered, 44 people shot. The week before that they had 5 people murdered, 28 people shot. Every weekend they lose 5, 6. If they lose 5, they're considering it a great week. They shouldn't lose any.
Not only he's talking about having the military go into our major cities and conduct war, but I do think he's talking about, you know, how you can set up perimeters and the strategizing and some of the operational security that one needs in, you know, remember Fallujah?
If we actually have to go and fight a war overseas in some other city?
In an urban area.
How do you train for that?
Exactly. So it just that's what he's talking about. Meanwhile, yesterday, a major concession on the part of drug pricing. Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, came to the White House, and President Trump said, we're no longer going to get gouged when it comes to prescription drugs that we do the R&D on, and the rest of the world gets low prices.
For many years, Americans have paid the highest prices anywhere in the world for prescription drugs. They paid far more, 10 times, 13 times, 15 times more than other countries for the exact same product.
Yeah, that's both parties have wanted to get that changed for decades.
Yeah.
Both parties.
Yep.
And I think Secretary Bobby Kennedy pointed that out yesterday. Trump's the first one to do it. To actually do it. Think about that for a second. Then he signed an executive order on advancing research, including AI, on pediatric cancer.
Bill to sign a very historic executive order to massively accelerate pediatric cancer research and harness the extraordinary potential of artificial intelligence to fight this terrible disease. We're going to hook up the artificial intelligence with all of the other things that we have at hand, and we're going to come for answers. And these young children who are just really, some are absolutely better and others are getting better. You're all going to be better very soon. So they won't even need it, I don't believe.
A parent of one of the children there that is a cancer survivor and had suffered from leukemia, his name was Josh Armstrong. He thanked the president.
Mr. President, good evening. I'm Josh Armstrong. My name is Josh Armstrong. I'm from West Virginia, and I'm the father of this amazingly brave and resilient little six-year-old, Laurel. Laurel was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 2 years old, just before her third birthday. And we went on to watch as she spent months in the hospital fighting for her life, as she received blood transfusions and platelet transfusions, as she fought off one potentially fatal infection after another. We watched as her body swelled and became painful from steroids, and then as it became frail and weak from chemotherapy. And we watched and we wondered why there aren't better treatments available, and we wondered what might happen if she doesn't get the drugs she needs, and we wondered why isn't anybody doing it. And on behalf of myself and all the parents that have watched and wondered, we'd like to say that what you're doing today gives parents like me and children like Laurel the one thing that we most desperately need, and that's hope.
Hope.
And Laurel, hope that, well, and Laurel is, I'm happy to say Laurel's in remission today.
That's, she looks so beautiful.
Thank you. She is beautiful.
You feeling good, Laurel?
That's for you.
You look so great.
Because of this bill, doctors are going to be able to get better treatments faster to patients like Laurel.
Big difference.
Because of you making children like her real children, not cases or statistics, but children like Laurel and all of these children here today, we have that hope, and we are so proud that you're standing with children with cancer and making it a national priority.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We're with you all the way.
It's one of those moments that the media rarely shows. President Trump in the Oval Office with a group of children, et cetera. Then that, to me, it was just a very special moment yesterday in the Oval Office. Yeah. Day 255 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more on Secretary of War Pete Hegseth laying down the rules to the fat generals and admirals in attendance yesterday here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, cut it out now, this thing with the American Legion Bridge. This is every week now, and here we go again. Outer Loop, Capitol Beltway, before the American Legion Bridge. It's in that area where the two left-hand lanes are now blocked. The fire department is there. They're moving equipment around. They've stopped everybody temporarily, but we can see at least two, maybe three vehicles are up against the guardrail. The back end of this one car is completely torn off. The front end of the other one is completely torn off. It looks like something at Daytona. So two lanes are now getting by to the right. We already had the backup anyway, all the way back towards New Hampshire Avenue, so that's going to make that worse. And then 270 southbound at the spur coming down from Germantown, going to be a big impact there as well. You have an accident on both shoulders, I-95 southbound before Route 32 and after 175 in Howard County. We're getting an impact there for the traffic south from Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday is going to be sunny, cooler today, 72, clear and much cooler tonight. Lows in the low 50s right now. We are 62 in Arnold and 57 in Middle River.
Now back to the brand-new spokesperson for Weight Watchers International.
It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test.
Once upon a time, I could do that. Yeah. Not anymore.
Joey Blowhard of The View yesterday got triggered by that.
Did she really?
Yeah, so, hey, he's not talking to you, Joy. He's talking to members of the military, of which you are not one, but apparently she's got some...
Some issues.
Some issues.
Did she get triggered, or did Whoopi make a face and Joy spoke for her?
No, I think it was Joy that got triggered by it, and she was, he's fat-shaming them. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, he is. It's like we are all so afraid of being honest about this issue. If somebody is substantially overweight, it can be an inconvenience or a hindrance to people around that individual.
Well, look, for Joy, she has a choice. Either you could join the military or become a sumo wrestler. Which one do you think she'd be better suited for?
Then hey, Seth, ripped off this laundry list.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department. To rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
Yeah, as he said before. And as far as personal grooming goes, and again, you know, standards change from generation to generation. If you go back and you take a look at some of the generals in the Civil War, big, full beards, you know, sideburns came from Burnside way back when. But grooming now for the military is a rather exact thing.
This also means grooming standards. No more beards, long hair, superficial individual expression. We're going to cut our hair, shave our beards, and adhere to standards. Because it's like the broken windows theory of policing. It's like when you let the small stuff go, the big stuff eventually goes. So you have to address the small stuff. This is on duty, in the field, and in the rear. If you want a beard, you can join Special Forces. If not, then shave. We don't have a military full of Nordic pagans. But unfortunately, we have had leaders who either refused to call BS and enforce standards, or leaders who felt like they were not allowed to enforce standards. Both are unacceptable.
Yeah, and this is...
And that's why today, at my direction, the era of unprofessional appearance is over. No more beardos. The era of rampant and ridiculous shaving profiles is done.
Yeah.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male-level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position or a new profession.
Or you become a Sikh and serve in the Indian Army.
Yeah.
I mean, there is that choice if you're really, or frankly, as he said, join Special Forces. If you have it, go ahead and do so.
And people say, well, what's the big deal? Because the military is not for individual expression. That's why you wear a uniform.
Yep.
That's why your head gets shaved when you first go in. Of course, I don't know if the women's heads get shaved as close as the men's heads do these days, because it's been a while.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's all.
But there is a regulation.
They break down the individual. It's all to build esprit de corps, a cohesive unit that will work, you know, together. And not apart.
Way back when, during the Truman administration, it was give 'em hell Harry. Now I guess it's give 'em hell Pete, because
right.
He sure did yesterday. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry. I've had the annual contract with them for years, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Yep, and I have the contract for them as well on that. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather's changing. Now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they do outdoor lighting and service and sell all generators as well. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, must-hear audio of a father fighting for his murdered daughter. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. One man dead, teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area at around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon, where they found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In southwest Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl was shot the 3700 block of Harlem Avenue at around 3:15 p.m. She is in critical condition. Police say the teen was in a vehicle when she was shot. The driver took her to a hospital. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a Glen Burnie crash Monday. Investigators say Jonathan Fowler was driving southbound on Ritchie Highway on Monday night. He went off the roadway, struck a telephone pole on West Ordnance. He was taken to shock trauma in Baltimore. He was unfortunately pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Starting today, it's going to cost you a whole lot more to title and register your boat in the state of Maryland. Two-year registration fees increase from $24 to $70. The cost of a title certificate goes from $2 to $20. The state's use sticker increases from $10 to $70. In approving the increases, state lawmakers cited the rising costs of administering titles and registrations, which had not been adjusted since 1983. The additional revenue will support the Waterway Improvement Fund. And Maryland Democrat Senator Van Hollen and Republican Congressman Harris pointing fingers at each other's parties regarding the partial government shutdown. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans who voted to shut down the government, they're blocking a bill to fund it responsibly and protect health care. And, of course, Andy Harris says Democrats would prefer to shut down the government to appease their radical left-wing groups rather than let it function properly. 7:32 on WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Pick three, lottery number 175. Your pick 40540. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Back on the Capitol Beltway now at the American Legion Bridge is tucked into the median, so they've opened up all the lanes the fire department just left in the last 5 minutes. That's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up way back beyond the ramps at Route 29 and Georgia Avenue. 270 southbound is backed up. However, now we're moving at least with all the lanes open. Even a little better news along I-95 southbound in Howard County. At one point, we had a wreck on both shoulders between 175 and Route 32. That has now pretty much cleared itself out, and the pace is good. Southbound, once again, through that area. A couple of accidents in the city, Brooklyn area, Hanover Street, Patapsco Avenue. There's a wreck over on the west side. Busy intersection at Hilton Parkway at North Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the Orioles managerial search officially now underway, GM Mike Elias asked how important managerial experience would be for the team and said that it is one of the keys. Well, it's interesting to note that the three accomplished experienced managers are now former managers, talking about Bruce Bochy, Bob Melvin, and Rocco Baldelli, all let go on Monday. Bochy, of course, is the most accomplished, the four-time World Series winner. MLB wildcard round yesterday, four games in action. The Yanks were beaten by the Red Sox in the Bronx. 3-1 was the final. Dodgers, Cubs, and Guardians were also game one winners yesterday. Mike Francesa, meanwhile, making his voice heard on his podcast, talking about the Yankees taking them to task for blocking Red Sox fans online from buying tickets to the team's wildcard round matchup. Here's Francesa.
These are the Yankees. This is New York. You don't do this. This isn't some third-rate franchise that got in the postseason and doesn't want to be overwhelmed by the big city fans coming in and spending their money like the Yankees do when they go on the road.
Boy, do we know about that here at Camden Yards. The Ravens defense and their coordinator are under the microscope for the second straight season as the team prepares for the Texans. Here's linebacker Tavius Robinson.
I think there's still a lot of football to be played, so you know, you got 2 hours. We can sit here and drown in the water, or we can pick ourselves up, and still a lot of season left. So that's what
there is a lot of season left, but just for context, the Ravens have allowed over 33 points per game, most in the league, the rate the 2000 Ravens defense defense allowed 17 touchdowns in 20 games. The 2025 Ravens have allowed 16 touchdowns in just four. Maryland football in action, sporting a 4-0 record for the third time in 5 years. They're coming off a bye, and they're hosting Washington Saturday in College Park. Head coach Mike Loxley on what the team accomplished over that bye.
We spent time trying to target one area to get better for each of our players, and each coach, we call it writing a prescription, wrote a prescription to our players to say, here's one thing after the first four games that if you improve at this skill, it'll help our team, it'll help us elevate. And so
that's what they hope to accomplish against Washington on Saturday. Finally, controversial former Major League reliever John Rocker, an unabashed conservative, calling out the NFL for hiring Bad Bunny to perform at Super Bowl 60, posting this on X, quote, Bad Bunny performing at the Super Bowl is a slap in the face to the American people. There's no reason why such a patriotic event needs to be stained by a cross-dressing singer who hardly speaks English. Unquote. Time now is 7:37. When we return, the local sports world mourns the loss of two of their finest.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is sad for local high school basketball fans in particular. Lawrence Moten, who played at Archbishop Carroll in the D.C. area, then went on to a great career at Syracuse University, passed away yesterday at the tender age of 53 years old. Mm. And Zeke Marshall, who was one of the finest high school basketball players in Baltimore, went to St. Paul's School, won a C-Conference championship against Boys Latin in 1990, also passing away from cancer. Oh, just these happened back-to-back last couple of days. High school basketball fans in general here will definitely know about these two guys, and it's sad.
Oh, it's so sad. All right. Thanks for remembering them, Gary. Appreciate that. Very young indeed. Gone way too early.
Way too early.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The audio you're about to hear is going to be uncomfortable for some. It is an angry father whose 22-year-old daughter was brutally executed while visiting friends at the University of South Carolina. She was staying at a home when this career criminal stole a car, parked at a random street, broke into the house next door, got a firearm and some goods, and then broke into her house where she was staying and then executed her. This guy had been arrested. You'll hear the story, but her name was Logan Federico. Steve Federico, her father, was testifying at a congressional oversight hearing in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the aftermath of the death of Irina Zarutska. That was the young girl that was murdered on the light rail by the homeless individual. And Steve is, as you might imagine, is a very angry dad.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them, and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me. That couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids?
Federico went on to say that Dickey had a rap sheet a mile long.
He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? a little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year since he was 15 years old. But nobody could figure out that he couldn't be rehabilitated. Well, you'd have to put him in prison to see if he could be rehabilitated. Isn't that the idea of prison?
Yeah. Well, you would think.
Yeah.
But Democrats soft on crime policies like cashless bail, bleeding heart, do-gooder, liberal judges, and prosecutors seem to always, always take the side of the criminal versus the victim. And this poor, anguished father has to deal with the way his young daughter was executed in the privacy of a bedroom.
My daughter wanted to be a teacher. She finally figured it out 2 weeks before she was executed. And I haven't heard a damn word from Byron Gibson in South Carolina. Not one word. 4 months, no communication. His biggest concern was that he was pissed off about my interview and how I made him look on the Fox News channel with Trey Gowdy. How pathetic is that? That we're letting our 22-year-old kid visiting friends. It's all she ever wanted to do was visit friends. And she literally was executed while on her knees begging for her life. Her name's Logan Federico, not Irina. And you will not forget her. I promise you. You will be sick and tired of my face and my voice until this gets fixed.
All right, well,
I will fight until my last breath for my daughter.
What a stunning piece of audio.
Yeah. And there's more. We'll have another clip of him. And you can just tell he's reached the end of the rope there. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants accountability, and he wants an end to this. I will tell you this, in South Carolina, the way they elect their judges is through the legislature. Mm-hmm. And the legislature in South Carolina is filled with defense attorneys. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Wonder why they have such pro-criminal friendly judges.
Wonder why. What a curiosity.
Yeah.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 743. We do need to get tested for Choose Your Fake News. A telephone number here is 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I brought to you as a service, Sabertes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95 South. Looking at you here in Rosedale, you're backed up right as you come under the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So that's before the split at the city-county line. Right there, both the tunnels are backed up to that point. So with this extra backup here on 95 now, we're looking at 30 to 40 minute delays on 95 trying to go to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and at least 30 minute delays south at the Old Harbor Tunnel. That backup on 895 also beginning just around Moravia Road and the city county line. So it's pretty solid at both the tunnels, and really not much you can do about it except come through the city if you know your way around. Capitol Beltway, big delays, big wreck on the American Legion Bridge before the American Legion Bridge into the shoulder area now. But in the meantime, big delays back towards New Hampshire Avenue, 29 Georgia Avenue through there. I-95, as you're traveling locally now through Howard County, had improved from an earlier accident after Route 175. A couple of accidents in the city, North Avenue, Hilton Parkway, Hanover Street at Patapsco Avenue in the Brooklyn area. And it's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. They'll check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. 601 Black River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be sunny, cooler today, 72. Right now, sunny, 56 in Bel Air. It's 60 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM beer glass for you today, complete with a logo. A nice little 10-ounce glass there. You can enjoy your favorite adult beverage. You can frost it up nice and cold. Guy in Owings Mills is our contestant. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning, Guy.
Oh, hey there. Thanks for letting me on.
That's our pleasure. You like to go first, second, third, or last?
I always like to go last.
All right. Well, good luck. Here are your stories. Story one. The majority of drivers being issued, these are CDL, commercial driver's license, issued from Democrat states and stemming from multiple countries such as India, China, Russia, Turkey, and Ukraine are now coming under fire and more scrutiny. The governor of Oklahoma just announced that 130 illegal alien truck drivers have been arrested in a sting, one of which had a driver's license with no name given, where the driver's name was supposed to appear. How about that? Story two, Swedish criminal gangs are enlisting teenage girls to carry out brutal killings and maim rivals and napalm bomb attacks in gang-ravaged Swedish cities. Girls as young as 15 are recruited on social media as child soldiers and given cash to complete killings before spending the blood money on clothing and handbags. And story three, an illegal alien man detained by ICE in Illinois is demanding immediate deportation, he says, to avoid being shot by his supporters. Rafael Alvarez told the Chicago Tribune that what happened in Dallas could happen anywhere, and the U.S. is now more dangerous than many Central American countries. All right. Story one. Commercial driver's license given to an illegal, no name given. Story two, a Swedish teenage girl assassin. Story three, illegal alien wants immediate deportation to be protected by supporters that are shooting at ICE. All right. We'll start with Kristen.
Well, number one, we know that's a problem, so I hope that crackdown is happening. And number two, I don't even understand. That sounds like Baltimore, recruiting the juveniles to do all the crimes. I think I'll say three. I don't know if the illegals are begging to be deported from here yet.
All right, Kristen goes for three. Bruce?
I think number one is probably just a variation on baseball and the player to be named later. The guy with the driver's license, no name given. I think that's probably true, as is the story in Sweden. I'm going with Kristen. Story three is fake news.
Chuck?
I'm going to go with the girls in Sweden.
Yeah. I bet you
flag
are.
It.
I bet you are.
Does Debbie know?
I'll take a Lufthansa flight.
Guy in Owings Mills.
Yeah, I'm going to go with story three.
All right, Guy agrees with the rest of the crew. Only Chuck.
Only Chuck.
Deviates today.
Only Chuck.
Story one is true. Story two is true. Story three is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Charlie.
Charlie. What am I, the tuna?
No comment.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Guy.
That's what you call a fish with two knees.
That's right.
A two-knee fish.
Uh-oh. No, Guy, I put him on hold. I thought I cut him off. All right. Very good, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate
very good,
that.
Sean.
49. So back to Steve Federico in a serious moment here. And you can tell that he wants accountability. He wants action. And he is, again, talking about his daughter, Logan. By the way, they misidentified her in the hearing.
That was the Irina comment.
Yeah. See, they thought, I think it was Representative Ross or something, thought that it was... That she was Irina Sarutska, the woman who was had her throat slit on the bus. Again, by a career criminal, homeless individual. Even his own mother wanted him committed, institutionalized. So this is a problem now. What soft-on-crime policies are we talking about? We're talking about cashless bail. We're talking about people who cannot be rehabilitated. And these liberals think that every single person that commits a crime is rehabilitatable. They just think that, oh, yes, we can fix them. Isn't always the case. Well, there's mental illness, and there's pure evil, and some of these people are beyond being rehabilitated, and they need to be put away for long periods of time.
If you have somebody who has 39 arrests and 25 of them are felonies, you should assume at that point that the punishment has not dissuaded that individual. Now, one thing I would argue is if you have 20 or 25 felonies to your list, what are you doing out of prison?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be really serious, why are you, if you were a 25-time felon, why are you walking the streets?
That's liberal parole boards. That's liberal judges. These are friends of the defense attorneys out there. Not to say that people don't deserve a defense. They absolutely do. But there's an agenda. We see it here in Maryland as well, where the Maryland General Insane Asylum is populated. I guarantee you there are more lawyers in Annapolis than there are of any other profession. Guaranteed. Right. If you're feeling run down, you can skip the quick fixes at Wear Off Fast. Fuel your day the natural way with Rescue Orosine. The unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings. Plus, it supports healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you your daily support so that you can feel your best. And right now, you can get a special offer. It's buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order Rescue Orosine today. You can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Give them that coupon code, MYENERGY, or plug it in at checkout at res-q.com. And that's buy one, get one free of Rescue Orosine. And don't miss out. Double up your daily energy support with this limited time offer. It also helps to regulate blood pressure, by the way. Rescue Orosine, lasting energy, naturally. Get it today at res-q.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years. With quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work, and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, a DEI. This guy out in Madison, I guess. No, it was Des Moines, Ohio. Des Moines, Iowa, rather. He has now resigned, and there are all kinds of other interesting wrinkles on this doctor. For example, he's not a doctor. We have that story and more coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on the Morning Drive. Right now, though, it's a 7:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway now with a new problem. Happened about 10 minutes ago, southbound, right before the O'Donnell Street ramp, right before the ramp comes on to 895 south. Tractor trailer, couple of vehicles involved. They're crowding the right lane. So you'll see it. They have the arrow board out. You'll stay to the left. You go by that tractor trailer and then get back over. But 895 is now backed up to and beyond the ramp at Moravia Road. 95 is backed up through the city-county line and back to the bridge at Chesico Avenue. 30 to 40-minute delays now for the traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway, yep, all your normal stuff is out there. Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, over through Green Spring, and down the hill to the JFX. And it's there every day on the west side. 795 going south through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and cooler today, 72. The expected high, clear and cold. I'd say 50 degrees tonight is in the outlying suburbs. Is going to be a little bit chilly.
Which is one of the reasons you don't go outlying.
Yeah, that's right. Forest Hills sunny at 55 right now, and we're looking at 57 in Reisterstown.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, it's just, you know, the Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Great book. Amazing book. And now, of course, we get to live it out in real time, because now we have the Democrats talking about the Trump indictment from a handful of years ago and the Comey indictment from, earlier this week. And it was basically the best of times and the worst of times for them. So they're kind of living the book out in real time. For example, Jen Psaki with the best of times, the Trump indictment, and the worst of times, the Comey indictment.
This is an example of our judicial system working like it should work and how it works in democracies across the globe. We have no reason to believe Comey actually broke any laws here. And we have no reason to believe that prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia have any evidence that suggests he did. In fact, we have reason to believe the exact opposite.
Really? Well, the reason to believe the exact opposite is if you haven't read any of the facts surrounding the case, which, of course, you're a busy woman. I understand that. Another busy guy, he works over at MSNBC, former lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland, used to be a conservative. Now he's anything but. Michael Steele, again, the best of times, the worst of times.
Here's an indictment to move forward with a potential prosecution. That's the process. There's nothing political about that. It's never been political. So now this reaction is what it is, performative. It's required. It is expected of them. There's not a brain cell that kicks in and goes, oh, I have to say and do the right thing, which is shut your mouth up.
Yeah, and then there are others. I'm blanking on the guy's name. He's a historian who shows up on CNN from time to time talking about his profound observations of the passing scene, which always tells it very far to the left. Again, the best of times when they tried to get Trump, the worst of times when Comey is now on the hook.
This is a test of citizenship. Are we a country of laws?
This is the rule of law under assault.
There you have it. You know, it depends on who is being indicted.
The crocodile tears being shed for Jim Comey, dirty cop. It's just amazing. You had, what was it, over 90 counts filed against President Trump. Okay? 90. In New York, in Florida, in D.C., in Georgia, all over. There was a conspiracy to take him out with lawfare. Mm-hmm. You had two counts against Jim Comey, and the left has its knickers in a wad.
Yeah.
Okay? And to me, it's just, the point really is, this is a guy that knowingly endorsed the spying on a presidential campaign, and then leaked classified information and other information to a Columbia professor to get a special counsel appointed so they could go in and cover up their tracks so that they couldn't blow back on him. And this time, thank God for Inspector General Horowitz, because he's the one that basically caught Comey. And now, of course, when the tide has turned, now, of course, they're crying in their milk.
On the face of it, when Jen Psaki says there's no reason to believe he did anything wrong, just on the face of it, there's an acknowledgement that he passed information along to a friend of his who's a professor in order to leak that classified information to the New York Times. So on the face of it, you've got to say that there's a pretty good case right there, and that's one of the counts.
Well, this is the guy that said for Hillary Clinton that clearly mishandled classified information in the email scandal, that no reasonable prosecutor...
Yeah. 14 and a half minutes. Man.
Where was that no reasonable prosecutor standard when it came to the President of the United States?
I remember sitting here in this studio watching Comey do this for 14 minutes and a half of a 50-minute conversation about what a horrible thing Hillary Clinton had done, and then all of a sudden... Yeah, but just bygones.
Right.
What? What just happened here?
Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny's going to sell your home guaranteed because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. It's that simple. It's no grand secret, but Vinny's worked very hard to build this database, and your home will be seen by a lot of eyeballs before it hits the open market or the MLS. So call Vinny. He or one of his agents will come out, discuss your current home and how it, what kind of shape it's in, staging, what kind of price you're looking for, time frame that you're looking to sell. Once you agree, sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is sold. That is a guarantee, and Vinny backs that up 100%. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And tell him that I told you to call. And that's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM coming up next hour. Well, the shutdown is on, or the slowdown is on, whatever the case might be. And out in Des Moines, there's a resignation, kinda.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The gears of government grind to a halt. The first government shutdown in almost 7 years is in progress, brought on by a standoff in the Senate.
Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
24 million people. That's a huge number.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned
shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some possibly fired by the Trump administration. Donna Water, Washington.
GOP lawmakers are rejecting Democratic demands for $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR, among other Democrat priorities. President Trump and the drug maker Pfizer have a deal attained at reducing drug prices. The president says some other steps are being taken to help cut prices as well.
My administration has also taken historic action to investigate the unfair and discriminatory trade practices of other countries that extort our pharmaceutical makers to shift costs onto the American consumer. They say, no, give us a price, a very low price, and just charge the American consumer, charge it to the U.S. The United States is done subsidizing the health care of the rest of the world.
So far, there has been no response from Hamas to the Trump-Gaza peace plan. It has already been accepted by Israel, along with at least 8 Arab states. If Hamas should reject the blueprint, President Trump says that Israel would be free to finish off the terrorist group and would have the support of the United States in doing so. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 166 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 121. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCVM traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Accident still blocking the right lane, 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's right here at O'Donnell Street. There's a car and a tractor trailer involved, and they are blocking the right lane. The ramp traffic coming on from O'Donnell Street south. You get to the end of that ramp, you can actually go by the accident scene. But we're backed up all the way back towards the city-county line on 895 because of this single lane right through there. 95, not much better, backed up back through the city-county line. Last check, when I looked about 10 minutes ago, 95 was backed up at the Chesico Avenue Bridge. If you're over on the Randallstown side, about 10 minutes ago, there was a wreck at Owings Mills Boulevard at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 62 degrees. Middle River has 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the slowdown or the government shutdown, however you wish to characterize it, it is on, began last night when there could not be enough Democrats mustered to join the Republicans to keep the government open. And that leads to sniping from one side of the aisle to the other. Van Hollen says that the Republicans are voting to shut down, they're blocking a bill to fund it responsibly, to protect health care and stop Trump from getting a blank check for his lawlessness. Meanwhile, Andy Harris, first district GOP, says no matter how hard they try, they keep finding as Republicans that the Democrats are out of touch with the hardworking American taxpayers who put them there. New laws to improve road safety and driver accountability take effect in Maryland today. One law requires the MVA to suspend commercial driver's license holders for at least a year if convicted of driving any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. Stricter penalties apply if the driver was transporting hazardous materials or if they have multiple offenses. The National Transportation Safety Board will be discussing a marine investigation report related to the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. The hearing takes place November 18th at the NTSB Conference Center in Washington, D.C. One man dead and one teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. They found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds taken to the local hospital. He was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. Southwest Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl shot in the 3700 block of Eastern Avenue at around 3:15 p.m. She is in critical condition. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery, 175. Pick 4, 0540. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand-new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. At 1-3, so many issues to talk about with the Ravens, but alas, so little time. Among them, losing the battle at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. Head coach John Harbaugh avoiding a direct answer to that issue.
I'm not really too much into the generalities, you know, just general terms like that. I think there's a lot more to it than that. Our guys are playing hard. We're playing fast. We're playing physicality. We're not executing particularly well in circumstances. I mean, just go back.
On another note, no official word from the Ravens yet on the status of Lamar for Sunday, but it does appear the Ravens may be without the quarterback for potentially the next 2 to 3 weeks because of that hamstring injury against the Chiefs. Yesterday, we talked about the Orioles' reliance on analytics to the point where the manager was basically handed the lineup card by the front office before the game. Here's manager Mancelino on the limitations that come along with the interim tag in general, a tag that was applied all season to his name.
It's a challenge. There's things that you're going to do under the interim tag. You're going to come in and make some changes, turn the dials, and there's things that you have to leave alone just because, you know, if you turn all the dials that you want to turn, it's going to upset the room and it's going to change the culture in a lot of.
GM Mike Elias saying Monday that Mancelino is in the running for the permanent job. Baseball playoffs last night in Los Angeles was a showcase for Shohei.
And they asked him why, and he said because I was feeling good. Well, that feels good. Look out. This may lead the park. Wow. Ohtani's second of the night. And the Dodgers are feeling great.
John Schiambi with the call on ESPN, one of two on the night for the incomparable Shohei. Dodgers mashed the Reds with 5 home runs in all. 10-5 was the final. Guardians, Red Sox, and Cubs, your other Game 1 winners. Coming up in 30 minutes, Denny Hamlin, not happy with the state of NASCAR. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Listening to The Morning Drive.
Inside with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, our number 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCVM.com. Text into the show. Here's the free WCVM mobile app coming up in this hour. Feds are warning Maryland schools you could lose Title IX funding because of the transgender policies. Government slowdown, whatever you want to call it, reaction to that continues to pour in. And also we're going to take a look at this Des Moines superintendent resigning as questions now mount about why he was receiving mail-in ballots here in the state of Maryland as recent as 2020. So we'll get into that. But top story here is Governor Moore. Governor Moore was recently at an event in D.C. where he was criticizing President Trump over what he says is his zeal for racial gerrymandering in Texas and Missouri and elsewhere.
And at a time when we are watching the president attempting to gerrymander black leaders out of office, which, by the way, amounts to nothing more than political redlining, I know there are a lot of conversations happening around the country about drawing fair maps. Donald Trump does not get to pick and choose which states have fair maps and which other states should sit on their hands. I want to be very clear and say it loud enough for the people in the back. While these other states are determining whether or not they have fair maps, Leader Jeffries, so will Maryland. History is not going to remember this administration well. To those who are sitting down and doing nothing, to those who are capitulating, history...
All right, so he goes on to talk about civil rights leaders, et cetera. But this idea that it's Donald Trump that's trying to gerrymander black leaders. No, he's upset about Jazzy Crockett. I think that's the one that has stuck in his craw here. But what are they trying to do here in Maryland? They're trying to get rid of a white conservative out of the first district in Maryland. And this shouldn't, again, we've said repeatedly, this gerrymandering in and of itself is bad. It should be illegal.
Correct.
Whether it's for ethnicity or race or whatever, you know, this is strictly should be driven by population. And you draw the lines to where the most people are and so on and so forth so you get the best possible representation. But here's a guy, a black governor with a black mayor in the city of Baltimore, for the most part, a black city council. I think Yitzhak and Odette are probably the only non-black people on the city council. He has a black speaker of the house, okay? What are they doing for the educating the black children of Maryland, where they think they have failed miserably? So stop pointing the racial finger of animus towards President Trump, who is trying to, you know, lift the boat for all Americans. Doesn't matter what race you are. But once again, we now find out that Governor Wes Moore is a race hustler. That's what he's trying to do. And again, he's running on the race card, either in 26, which is, you know, we believe he's running for governor in 26, or 28 when he wants to run for president.
Of course, my contention long term is sooner or later that stuff gets old and gets inconsequential. Because once upon a time, it was the same thing with the Catholic vote or the Irish vote or the Polish vote. Eventually, there's enough intermarriage that the stuff doesn't matter. But it's going to take another generation or two for that to occur. Anyway, we move on. 813, Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like the wreck on 895 at O'Donnell Street is now cleared, so we're back to two lanes open there once again. The backup actually eased a little bit on 895. It's down towards Pulaski Highway now, so some improvement, and now we're moving all the lanes open once again on the southbound side. But 95 is still a big fat mess coming south from the city county line and Chesico Avenue all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And just looking on the south end of the tunnel, traffic is good towards Camden Yards at 95 and Russell Street and the Sky Ramp right there at 395. There's a new report of a wreck westbound Route 100 coming over to the ramp area at Route 10. The report said the backup may be back at Edwin Rayner Boulevard. That would be a factor. The morning delays into Annapolis, still there. It's all the normal stuff. I-97 southbound coming down through the ramp and the split right there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, but cooler, 72 down to the low 50s tonight, clear, and, even cooler tomorrow, 67, the expected high. Right now, we are 56 and sunny in Forest Hill, 58 in Glen Burnie, and time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:15 in the morning. Once again, it is time for us to find out exactly which lefty has lost it this time. We always take them straight to the circus, put them in a sideshow so you can check them out. But the first enter, of course, by coming into the main tent in the center circle. So please, if you would, come into the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Don Lemon. Don used to be a big-time TV star. Once upon a time, he is no longer. And he lives with this white guy. And then he says stuff like this.
Wake up, white men. What the is wrong with you? Because you're lazy and sitting in front of a computer or a phone, and you're just eating it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Men who look like you, men who vote like you, and men who sound like you. I want to grow up in the country that my great-grandfather grew up in. That country doesn't exist anymore, asshole. But you're too dumb to even realize that.
Yeah. Again, that must be some interesting conversation over the dinner table. That's all I have to observe. Or he's airing family laundry in a fashion that we really don't want to explore very much. That's Don Lemon. All you white guys are lazy, just sitting around in front of your computers or on your telephones, doing absolutely nothing. Well, Don Lemon takes care of all the work for the entire nation. Thank you, Don Lemon, for stepping up for all of us. Now, excuse me, I have to get back to my telephone and my computer screen.
Imagine, if you will, if a white dude...
So said that about a black guy.
Reverse the roles.
Oh, my God.
If a white dude went on and started with the stereotyping of black men in any way, shape, or form, I'm not even going down that rabbit hole. But imagine. Yeah. Just imagine. But he can get away with it. Because he's a gay black man. And, you know,
who's living with a gay guy who happens to be white.
Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, last half hour, I played a soundbite from a historian I'd seen on TV, CNN. It's Douglas Brinkley.
The name finally came to that name does ring a bell.
Yeah, Brinkley is presidential historian for the New York Historical Society, teaches at Rice University. He's a way lefty.
And we got a lot of emails, texts, et cetera, regarding the required no more bureaus that Hegseth had said, Secretary of War, in addressing. He said, well, another reason is that because you don't get a tight seal. On a gas mask, which are required if you're going into combat. So you don't get that tight seal. That's another reason why they don't allow the beards in the military.
Yeah, my son-in-law actually is a fire chief in St. Louis. They have the same rule there. I suspect they do here in Baltimore as well for the firemen, because you have to wear an air mask and it has to have a tight seal when you go into these atmospheres where you're fighting fire and it's solid smoke. You have to be able to breathe. And beards, not
allowed. Yeah. By the way, Marty says, Governor Moore, four words. Baltimore County Council districts are literally drawn around racial lines and suing to make even more district based on race. So that's exactly what they're doing now. So, but President Trump is racial gerrymandering when the entire Baltimore County Council redistricting is entirely based on racial gerrymandering. See, it's okay when it's done to the favor of the Democrats. But if it's done to eliminate Democrats, that's when they start crying racism and foul.
I think there should be districts drawn up specifically to favor lazy white men who sit on their computers or the telephones all day.
Yeah.
And I'll run for Congress under that banner.
Yeah, but they all just live in one county anyway, so.
Yeah, well, they're all, just have to kind of figure out how to make that happen.
That is just crazy. That's our governor. Governor Tax Moore. It's just unbelievable. All right, it's 20 minutes after the hour coming up. More on Ian Roberts, the latest on what I believe is a serial con man. Not only illegal, but a serial con man. I'll explain my comments in just a second. He has been fleecing Maryland taxpayers, mm-hmm. Iowa taxpayers, Pennsylvania taxpayers. He's been lying about his legal status. He's been lying about his education credentials. And he has ties to Barack Hussein Obama.
He will go in and he will fleece grocery stores for their Cheerios, for their Wheat Chex. Yes. He's a serial con man.
Town Appliance, if you go by Town Appliance, you got to see the showroom. I mean, a lot of folks like to shop online and for their appliances, and then they go to the local hardware store or whatever, or order from another big box store. But let me tell you something. Town Appliance, they've got everything. They've got from, if you're concerned about budget, all the way to the top of the line stuff today, and they have a price match guarantee, and you go in and meet with Mayor or Mayor. They're both guys in there are named Mayor. Don't ask. It's confusing. They're not confused about the best appliances and being able to consult you on what's going to be best for your home, for your budget, and you get incredible, impeccable service at Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So Ian Roberts, he's the superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools, who was detained by ICE, officially resigned his position yesterday. Didn't have much choice because the school board, the Iowa Board of Education, revoked his license.
The other thing is, it's hard to be the superintendent if you're living in Guyana.
Yeah. But he's in the United States at this point.
At this point.
But who knows where he'll end up in the long run. We're now being told that his so-called master's degree from Morgan does not exist. Morgan State confirmed he did attend school there from fall 2002 to spring of 2007. He did not receive a degree. From Morgan State.
And no doctorate.
Okay, no doctorate, no degree. He apparently lied on his driver's license and his Social Security documents. And Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has now contacted the Department of Homeland Security. He's from Iowa. He wants some answers. This Jackie Norris out there, who's the school board, mm-hmm. She's running for Joni Ernst's seat.
Good luck with that
in the Senate. And now she's trying to CYA. But we now have just learned that the former Des Moines, Iowa public school superintendent was once living in Maryland, as we know. He was a principal here at the Friendship Academy. He's a registered Democrat, and he was receiving mail-in ballots in Maryland. So our next big question is, were those mail-in ballots returned? Was he voting via mail-in ballot here in Maryland or elsewhere?
That would indicate he's willing to do something illegal.
Yes.
Oh, wait. It's 823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. Yeah, we're all.
I ain't saying nothing about that.
Is there anything you'd like to say something about? Like the traffic?
Yeah, I would.
Boy, oh,
you're
cool.
So smart leading right into it. It's just amazing.
I know. It's a skill set I have.
Yeah, I see where you're reading the script finally.
Finally.
Southbound 95 is slow again. We had problems here earlier after Route 32 and down in that area. Apparently, right before, as they like to call it, the car park. And the rest area, southbound at 216, there was an incident there. And now, looking at the heavy traffic here at the interchange at Route 32. So that's something new that we had earlier where we had the accident at Route 175. So we're slow again in that section of Howard County. Fire Department is back in there again on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. And with the wrecker there, they're blocking the left-hand lane again. So we already had the backup from the Big Wreck earlier. That never recovered. The side coming around from New Hampshire Avenue, 29 Georgia Avenue, all still backed up. 270 in Montgomery County is slow as well. Both the tunnels are still backed up from earlier problems. The late wreck coming out of the area of Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100, near the ramps at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, cooler today, 72 the expected high, and cool again tonight and tomorrow as well. So nice cooler weather and good sleeping weather. Right now it is sunny and 59 in Severn, and it is 56 in Bel Air. So Ian Roberts, and we're going to drop the doctor because I don't think he is a doctor. Great article today in the Federalist by Joy Pullman. The race-hustling, illegal-running Des Moines schools indicts the entire system. And she says that Roberts is a highly successful career con man. Public documents show he made many outrageous and contradictory claims about his history that should have prompted due diligence from numerous U.S. education employers, including the fact he claimed he worked as security detail for Queen Elizabeth. In the last 5 years, Roberts bilked American taxpayers out of more than $1 million in superintendent salaries, plus $400,000 to settle three lawsuits accusing him of hiring women over men while leading the Pennsylvania school system.
Okay.
The district could not verify his credentials, but still paid him $183,000 per year, plus benefits for 3 years. In Des Moines, he was making $300,000 a year. His career indicts not just American public schools, but major Democrat policies. That is surely why thousands showed up Saturday outside the detention center where he was being held to protest applying the law to his allegedly criminal actions. The Des Moines School Board Chairwoman Jackie Norris, currently running for the U.S. Senate, vacated Joni Ernst's seat in the Democrat primary. She is a former chief of staff to Michelle Obama. Ah, there's the link.
There you go.
This all starts with the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Barry and Michelle, you know, they wanted to break our immigration system. They're right there. Susan Rice advising Joe Biden to throw the borders wide open, flood the zone. Remember Cloward Piven?
Oh, yeah.
Throw as much as you can at the system to collapse it. And that's what happened during the Biden years. U.S. public education has become a giant scam, if you will. Another set of giant interlocking scams thanks to the Democrat corruption and the weakness of the GOP. This is a two-party problem, okay? It's now estimated, Bruce, one quarter of U.S. public school enrollment is comprised of anchor babies, consuming $150 billion in taxpayer money every year for K through 12 tuition costs. And this guy, he was a rainbow mafia warrior. He was an advocate for the LGBTQ plus, you know, whatever. And again, all about transgender access for the trans in school bathrooms, locker rooms. He's right up there. And let's not forget, Guyana pretty much is a communist country to begin with. So we certainly don't need people from communist countries, unless they're going to renounce and escape communism, coming here to start their own little communes. So, identity politics is the public school operating system today, and Democrats control it. And that's the reason why they're fighting for Ian Roberts so vociferously, is because they realize people like him really risk their control of the system.
Yeah. It's just amazing. I'm thinking, if nothing else, you know, it just does prove that a good con works. But the problem is, for a con to work, the mark never has to know or suspect that he or she has been conned. So enough people are still suspicious in this society.
Yeah, but look at it.
To say, hey, what is this?
Coppin State, Morgan State.
Yep.
The city school system, Pennsylvania school system. It was in D.C. for a while, the D.C. school system. Des Moines. I mean, that's what I say.
You've heard of the resume inflation. Here you go.
Yeah, embellishment. 829, well, it's different to lie than it is to embellish, but they're both forms of lies. TimCall Electric Heating and Cooling are advising now's the time to get the folks at TimCall out to check your heat pump, to check your whatever source you're using to heat your home, furnace, forced air system, whatever the case may be. Get them out there to check it, make sure that it's properly maintained. It might need to be tweaked a little bit, might need to change the air filters, might need something else, because as it gets cooler and eventually colder this winter, you want to make sure that your heat, based on current electric costs, which are going to continue to rise in the near future based on the grid problems we're having, based on Democrat green policies, etc., we're going to have to make sure that you're operating efficiently and that it is going to save you money in the long run and heat your home properly. So call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log online, timcallcompany.com. At 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. One man dead, teenage girl wounded after separate shootings in Baltimore. Police were called to the 3700 block of 5th Street in the Brooklyn area at around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon, where they found a man suffering from multiple gunshots. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. In southwest Baltimore, a 16-year-old girl was shot in the 3700 block of Harlem Avenue at around 3:15 p.m. She is in critical condition. Police say the teen was in a vehicle when she was shot and the driver took her to a hospital. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a Glen Burnie crash. That happened on Monday. Investigators say Jonathan Fowler was driving southbound on Ritchie Highway Monday night. He went off the roadway and struck a telephone pole on West Ordnance. Fowler was taken to Shock Trauma in Baltimore, where he was pronounced deceased. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Starting today, it's going to cost more to title and register your boat in the state of Maryland. We're going to cost for you. Two-year registration fees were $24. They're now $70. Title certificate was $2. Now it's $20. The state's use sticker used to be $10. It's now $70. In approving the increases, state lawmakers cited the rising costs of administering rates and fees, which has not been adjusted since 1983. Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, Republican Congressman and Andy Harris sniping at each other, pointing fingers regarding the partial shutdown of the government. Van Hollen says Senate Republicans voted to shut down the government, blocking a bill to fund it responsibly, which added $1.5 trillion to the expense. Andy Harris says, no, the Democrats are out of touch with the American people, with the hardworking American taxpayers. They don't want the additional expense. They want the government to simply work. And that, of course, will continue the sniping. New laws to improve road safety and driver accountability also take effect in Maryland today. If you have a CDL, be aware the MVA is going to now suspend your driver's license for at least a year if you are convicted of driving any vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher. 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick three, lottery number 175, pick 40540, and now traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the lanes are back open again, outer loop before the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County, so we're on the move there again, but still backed up all the way back beyond Route 29 towards New Hampshire Avenue, 270 southbound from Germantown. We'll have the late backups as well. 95 south, you have delays. Route 100, Montgomery Road going down to 175. The problem was a wreck near the rest area between 216 and Route 32. Involved a tractor-trailer. That slowdown is still in that area. The traffic coming out of Pasadena, the wreck was Route 100 westbound
at Route 10. All the late slowing on the Beltway is still there, and we're still looking at delays, even though the lanes are open. We're still very slow and backed up southbound on the approaches to both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us. Also a much cooler one with highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight and even cooler temperatures as lows dip back into the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Baseball playoffs yesterday kicked off with a bang. First to the north side of Chicago. Cubs back in it for the first time since 2020.
Kelly with a high drive to center field. Merrill is back. Sheets at the wall. And the slide's gone. The Cubs smash out of their slumber. Suzuki and Kelly.
The familiar voice of Kevin Brown with the call. That's our Kevin Brown on ABC yesterday as the back-to-back shots by Seiya Suzuki and Carson Kelly power the Cubs past the Padres. 3-1 was the final. Then on to New York, the Hatfields and the McCoys, otherwise known as Red Sox and Yanks.
Yoshida sends one to center field. Rafaela's going to come in. Sogard to the plate. Masayoshida delivers. And Boston now leads it 2-1.
On their way to a 3-1 win over New York, Carl Ravitch had the call on ESPN. Masayoshida lights the match. Red Sox over the Yanks. Elsewhere, Tigers beat the great Turek, behind the great Turek Skubal. Career-high 14 strikeouts nipped the Guardians 2-1. Dodgers pound 5 home runs and take care of the Reds. It was 10-5 in L.A. One issue that has bothered Oriole fans among many this season is the desire of current ownership to spend what's necessary to make the team a winner. Mike Elias was asked about it on Monday's press conference.
This group has a chance to be very elite and impactful for Baltimore. So I'm excited about it. It's a plus. And they're going to make available everything that we need to responsibly invest in the team.
It almost puts you to sleep the way he talks, but yes, I guess they will spend the money. Caps, Wizards, and Mystics fans, beware that if you have YouTube TV or Hulu Live TV, you may not be able to watch. Just 7 days before the Caps season opener, Monumental Sports releasing a statement yesterday that the network has been dropped by those carriers. You can still watch it on regular cable. NASCAR race driver Denny Hamlin speaking out on the state of NASCAR, specifically the circuit's decision to fragment their TV exposure, parsing them out to multiple networks.
In each one of the TV deals that we've signed over the last few years, we've always just taken the most amount of money.
This season marks the first year of NASCAR's deal with Fox, Amazon, TNT, and NBC, more broadcast partners than ever before. The time now is 8:37 when we return on this date in sports history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I certainly don't mean to make light or make fun of Mike Elias, but I mean, listening to him speak is just very, very difficult. He's just one of the most deliberate talkers I've ever encountered in my life in front of a microphone.
Who would you rather listen to, Kamala Harris or Mike Elias?
Mike Elias. At least Mike Elias. Elias makes some sense.
Didn't take long for him to come to that decision, did it? Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Ask me again, Sean. Mike.
Okay. You have to think about it.
All right. On this day in sports history, a couple of big ones. 1961. So this is how many years ago? 64 years ago. Roger Maris hits number 61 off Tracy Stallard. And then 50 years ago today, one of the greatest boxing matches in the history of the sport, the Thriller in Manila.
Oh, yeah.
Muhammad Ali, 14 rounds, pounding Joe Frazier, retaining
smoking
the
Joe.
Title. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember listening to that on the radio because I don't think he had TV then. You had TV, but I don't think they were covering it live.
No, it wasn't live, actually.
Yeah.
It wasn't live, but yes, I did watch it on TV. I remember listening to a Muhammad Ali Jimmy Ellis fight
on the radio with my with both of my brothers, and it was actually one of the first sports memories I have.
By the way, this just in. I hate to steal your thunder.
Oh, no.
Quarterback Joe Flacco has been benched.
I mentioned that. Well, I talked about it two sports ago.
Okay.
He never mentioned that.
Yeah, I did. No, Dylan Gabriel was going to take Joe Flacco's place.
Breaking news here from ESPN. So
I broke it.
I broke ESPN news.
Yeah, I broke ESPN.
Apparently they're listening.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Yes.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, beyond that little sparring, how about some real good cage match stuff?
Here's what you say we ought to invest in. Instead of funding the police, here's what we ought to invest in. We do need to invest in programs that acknowledge the need for safe space initiatives led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, trans, and gender nonconforming people. What's two-spirit?
That's the end of round one. All right, just a little touch of the gloves here. And that's Josh Hawley talking to a Democrat who put together this program, who authored the study Josh Hawley is reading from. And they come out for the second round.
Well, look, I don't know exactly. You guys are pulling some interesting quotes.
This is from your report.
If you look at the report, the focus is on investing in violence intervention, outreach workers.
What is you say?
Services.
You say that you shouldn't invest in the police, but we ought to invest in two-spirit community programs that acknowledge two-spirit.
We are not going to discriminate against
that.
We're not going to discriminate against any nonprofit. That
what is
to help
a two-spirit? What is two-spirit? You say don't fund the police, but do fund programs that create safe spaces for two-spirit people. What is what is? I just want to know. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
That's round two. The guy who's trying desperately to stay in the ring with Josh Hawley is Gregory Jackson Jr., who is the former White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention Deputy Director, who authored this study saying we got to be really careful about those two-spirit people. And they're out for round number three.
Well, I honestly, I'm not completely aware of the language or the
spirit. You wrote the report.
But what I'm telling you is that what we
what is a two-spirit individual? I mean, really, this is your policymaker's playbook. You are the witness called by the Democrats on this committee, so I assume you reflect their views.
Well,
you don't want to fund the police. You want to fund safe spaces for two-spirit individuals. What is a two-spirit person?
I feel like I'm looking at a two-faced individual.
Okay, that was a punch below the belt. A punch below the belt. That ends round number three. And out for the fourth and final round.
You talk about reducing
violence. Oh, no, sir. You're looking at somebody who's reading you your own words, and I'd like to hear an answer.
Programs.
Here's the answer. The answer is you don't have any solutions. You want to invest in gobbledygook and take away money from police officers who actually keep our community safe. And when you're called on the record, you deny it.
And that's the end of the round, the end of the fight.
Because you asked, we inquired, and we found the meaning of two-spirit.
Okay.
It is a direct translation of the Ojibwe term Niji Manadueg.
Oh, I knew that.
Two-spirited or two-spirit is usually used to indicate a person whose body is simultaneously housing a masculine and feminine spirit.
What the hell does that mean? I'm sorry. Again, what is a two-spirit person? I mean, seriously.
And you have two spirits.
That's,
you have
two spirits.
Masculine spirit and a feminine spirit.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Absolutely no sense
and
whatsoever.
Your feminine spirit, moments ago, just advised your masculine spirit, don't forget your chores.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's... Or you've done that wrong. That's, doesn't it happen? Just, I self-criticize. Well, I just did that. My wife's not around. Oh, I guess I'll have to say it. You didn't do that right. Actually, I've been thinking for a long time, because, you know, working with Chuck as long as we have, I've been thinking for a long time, two-spirit means both bourbon and scotch.
Yes. That's a two-spirit morning for Chuck Whitaker.
It's 8:43 right now.
And the way it's going, it's about to be 3.
Okay, add in rye. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3.
I tell you what, the female spirit gets into it. Park here. Don't go through the red light. Slow down.
You see, that's the stop sign?
Yeah.
Are you going to signal your
Chuck,
turn?
You're driving way too fast.
Why are you parking over there? The air conditioner's too cold on my side.
Why don't we stop and ask for directions?
Say, listen.
Oh, come on.
Do me a
that's,
favor.
That's really below the belt.
Get out.
Get out.
Oh, my God. Am I in trouble then?
You are.
We all are, man. Every single one of us are.
I'm a dead man walking.
Kristen is cutting that up right now as we speak.
Look, she's emailing it to all of her wives.
There are other spies in my family who report directly to the commander-in-chief.
Yes.
I'm a dead man. Oh,
Oh, well. Oh, well. Southbound I-97. Let's just get on to people who have to really go to work. Southbound from Millersville down to Route 32. Yeah, that's all still right in that area. Have not seen any late problems in and around the Severn River Bridge. The pace is good right there. Just looked at Sandy Point, and the traffic at the Bay Bridge is doing okay. JFX, slow traffic there. Ruxton Road, City County Line through Northern Parkway. Nothing on the highway at this particular point. And all the late backing on the Beltway, Parkville into Towson, the Interloop to Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. 95 is still slow from Route 32 down to 216 with an incident there. Route 100 with the wreck and the cleanup westbound at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and cooler today. And we're looking at a high of only 72, but still nice. And then overnight clear and in the low 50s later on. Right now, partly cloudy, 59 in Columbia, and it is 59 in Pikesville. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A feel-good news segment of the day. Yesterday at the White House in the Oval Office, President Trump signed an executive order that would direct advanced research, including using artificial intelligence, into pediatric cancer. Surrounding the president with physicians and others were actually family members and children that had been treated for pediatric cancer. Most of them are now in remission and have survived, and they wanted to gather to thank the president. One of the most impressive ones was that of 16-year-old Carolyn Hendricks, who read her comments actually off the top of her head, and she referred to some notes, but she was very impressive, and the president thought so as well.
Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Hendricks. When I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a pediatric bone cancer. 11 years later, I'm now 16 years old, and I'm doing great. What you're doing today, Mr. President, means that kids like me will get better options and so much more hope for the future. This will help doctors use technology to find cures faster, match patients to trials more quickly, and give our families more control over our health. For kids, every day counts. This order shows that our lives matter enough to be first in line for innovation. On behalf of children and young adults with cancer, those still fighting and those in remission like me, and families who wish that they had more time together, thank you for making us a national priority. Mr. President, because of actions like this, kids like me have the chance to grow up, to chase our dreams, and to live full lives. And that's the greatest gift anyone could ever give.
Indeed it is. We do have a brief traffic update. New developments on the highways and byways, Chuck.
Always a new wreck here, Interloop. It looks like around Edmondson Avenue, the backup very quickly going back to between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. Some traffic is getting by, but heads up if you're coming up the hill from 95 and the Wilkins Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we earlier in the morning talked about Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, laying down the new laws. Actually, they're old laws that have been reimposed now on a number of things as far as esprit de corps, military, no more fat generals, admirals. Everybody's got to pass. But of course, the big question is, what about women? What about women in the military? What about our women warriors?
This, and I want to be very clear about this, this is not about preventing women from serving. We very much value the impact of female troops. Our female officers and NCOs are the absolute best in the world. But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it. That is not the intent, but it could be the result, so be it. It will also mean that weak men won't qualify because we're not playing games. This is combat. This is life or death. As we all know, this is you versus an enemy hell-bent on killing you. To be an effective, lethal fighting force, you must trust that the warrior alongside you in battle is capable, truly physically capable of doing what is necessary under fire. You know, this is the only standard you would want for your kids and for your grandkids. Apply the War Department Golden Rule, the 1990 test, and the E6 test, and it's really hard to go wrong.
I'll tell you, when my son was going through Ranger training, I think the class after him, and with Ranger training, they graduated
it's
maybe
tough.
Less
it's
than a third.
One of the toughest passes to test is to become a Ranger.
And there were always talk after that about the two women who went through and somehow got through, but there was always speculation as to whether or not the standards were changed for them. That can't be.
Right.
You're in an elite fighting force, you have to have a very high standard, and it has to be uniform, no matter if you're white, black, male, female. It doesn't matter. You have to have a uniform high standard and be working as a member of a cohesive unit or you fail.
Yeah, the left is criticizing this is an admission that our military is weak right now because it's filled with a bunch of people that shouldn't be there. So we shouldn't be airing our dirty laundry. So that's all of a sudden the left cares about the military. Yeah.
Well, that's news.
8:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Who the hell's going to watch Bad Bunny? Really? Bad Bunny? Remember when Prince did it and started raining? He was doing Purple Rain. It was one of the greatest halftime shows ever. Bad Bunny, here comes Bad Bunny. Up and down the money trail. I won't be watching the halftime show at I mean, what sort of a man would, I don't know, want to be a pop star, call myself Bad Bunny? Oh, don't mess with me, I'm Bad Bunny.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, Kim Klasick Live. Just saw her do her drop in on the Channel 45.
Yeah, she was just on.
Yep.
By the way, yesterday there were two bomb threats. Towson University and Morgan State University. But what they're not reporting is, and the Baltimore Sun really should pick up on this, is that this is happening all over the country. Bomb threat swatting is what's going on. Slippery Rock, Nazareth, RAT, these are all colleges now reporting within the last week. There are people calling in bomb threats on our college campuses. And yesterday, the Turning Point USA returned to Utah Valley University for the first time.
Yeah, that or more else.
But there was an actual device that was detonated by authorities at that. So, again, I don't know who's responsible. I have my suspicions. But remember, they got all that Secret Service found all that equipment.
Yep,
out in was it in New York? Communication devices.
It had servers in a circle, multiple servers in a circle surrounding Manhattan with the capability of placing, I believe, like 100,000 telephone calls within 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
In other words, crashing the system.
And putting it also through VPNs and trying to mask it and encrypt it so they couldn't tell where. I think that this is something similar. I think that there are people making these kinds of threats, trying to create discord and division from within.
But the response has been, well, it's not an international threat. Well, if this is the scope of a domestic threat, and one of our friends who used to be Secret Service pointed out, if there's a ring around Manhattan, you better count on the fact there's more than one, and there's more than one city. So we should be well aware that we have some real bad actors in this country if it's not an international threat. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Bad Bunster.
Yeah, Bad Bunny.
bad show, bad choice. All the above. Southbound 95 at Route 100, a little better here. Now, further down at 216 and Route 32 is a little bit slow because of a problem near the rest area on the southbound side. Beltway, all the heavy traffic still out there. And then the late problem was on the inner loop between Frederick Road and Edmondson Avenue. So, again, if you're coming up the hill from 95, you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, there is some late backing there. It's just adding to the heavy traffic. Eventually, you'll go up the hill to Route 40, and then you'll be on your way once again. But the backup now, I'm just looking at the camera here at Wilkins, tail end of the backup now is all the way back towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, cool today, and a high of 72, back down to low 50s tonight. And right now, we're looking at 60, mostly sunny, in Ellicott City, 63 in Annapolis. And Ed Hales is scheduled to have a press conference at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock this morning.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow, I believe.
I thought it was today.
I think it's...
it is tomorrow. It is tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
And tomorrow at 10 a.m. About the Key Bridge. And so now the NTSB is getting involved even before the funding is secured. They are going to be discussing the Key Bridge. So it's going to be interesting. I think there's some new developments there, and we'll find out what they are. The feds are now warning Maryland schools could lose funding over the gender identity policies as they clash between the U.S. Department of Education and Maryland State Department of Education. And before we get there, Krista wanted to weigh in on the Key Bridge presser.
Well, just to say, you're both right. There is a press conference this morning, okay, also by Wes Moore, but it's his response to the federal shutdown.
So, okay.
And again, another platform for him to take on Trump and
right,
the national
yeah,
issues. So,
yeah,
so
absolutely,
you're both right, but Key Bridge.
Okay,
tomorrow.
So Moore presser today at 10, and it held
tomorrow
at 10 o'clock. The Maryland State Department of Education requires public schools provide access to restrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams of students based on their preferred gender identity. Julie Hartman's a spokesman for the U.S. Department of Education. She says those rules risk violating Title IX and federal funding.
Oh, it's a huge concern at the Department of Education. Well, students that are forced to share locker rooms with somebody of the opposite sex, that's just something that this department is not going to tolerate. And so if schools continue to violate Title IX and fail to come into compliance with the sex-based protections of Title IX, then absolutely their federal funding is at risk.
So State Superintendent Carrie Wright kind of shrugged off the warning, and she said she was not concerned about this warning.
No, we're following the decision that was made at the Fourth Circuit, and we've given a lot of guidance out to schools as to how to follow that.
Yeah, and so, but other states like Virginia, Virginia, of course, they have a Republican governor. There's a gubernatorial race right now between Abigail Spanberger and Winsome Earl Sears for that to replace Glenn Youngkin. You can only serve one term as Virginia governor, but there's been a lot of that stuff going on in Northern Virginia, and the federal government is going there. So Dr. Wright was asked about what about other states like Virginia?
I think every state's got to make its own decision, and I think that's what some of my colleagues have done.
Well, yeah, you can make your own decision, but if there's Title IX, and if it's interpreted, the administration is interpreting it one way, and the Fourth Circuit kind of interpreted it the other way. So this one may also be headed eventually to the Supreme Court as to whether or not people's preferred gender can rule the day in sports, in locker rooms. I know Minnesota right now is being sued because of their transgender policies under Tampon Tim in the state of Minnesota. So more of the same. This is just lunacy is what it is. And the Democrats have hitched their wagon to lunatic policies where the vast majority of the country, 80%, are in disagreement. You get 20% that are, but 80% are not. Maybe it's even 90-10 on the transgender individuals in sports, in bathrooms, in locker rooms, and the like.
It's an amazing circumstance we find ourselves in where men will still try to justify a reason why they should be playing women's sports. So, fine. If that's the case, let's have men from the NBA play for the WNBA championships. See how that works out.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be the big test.
Beyond Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Greta Thunberg, we find out from documents recovered from Gaza that Greta is a paid stooge.
How dare you? Funded by Hamas. Aiding, abetting, and funded by terrorists. She should be arrested and locked up. Again, Hamas links to the aid flotilla with Greta Thunberg sailing to Gaza, and much, much more. So we'll get into that. I'm sure there'll be more on that story coming up tomorrow as well. And finally, Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed the FBI, the DEA, and other DOJ agencies to guard ICE facilities after that ICE facility in Dallas was attacked. And after, of course, in Broadview, Illinois, there were a lot of there allegations that ICE also attacked some residents of Illinois. So you got, you know, you've got to make sure that these people are separated. And if you want to stand on the sidewalk, that's fine. But if you get in the face of an ICE agent, you are then breaking the law and should be arrested and taken. And you'll get your day in court. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.